systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, January 28th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And this is our shit, episode number 147. Thank you so much for listening. If you are listening live, jamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. If you can't remember those four numbers, it spells got P. Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right?
Yeah, been better, been worse.
I like how you still look at your...
Fuck you. What? It's habit. What?
Yeah.
You do this for 147 fucking episodes. I know. There's nothing written down on except for the date and the episode number, but I still have to fucking look at it.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Don't judge me.
I'll judge you.
Hey, judge not unless you want me to judge you. Oh, and I know you don't want that.
No?
No. Because I will judge you, mm-hmm. I will jury you, and then I will execute you. I will jury.exe, enter. I will batch that shit.
Do it.
Oh, fuck me. So, thank you guys. Wednesday night show, finally. Fuck. The in-between days just fucking kill me. Like,
how do you get through?
I sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Mostly because your fucking ass has a job now and you don't get off work till fucking 9 or 10.
Right.
And then we come here and we do the show and then it's like midnight or 1. And then we do the show notes, kind of, while we're editing, you know, all the fucking, the outro and everything.
Yeah.
And then it's like 2 o'clock and I take you home. I come back and finish show notes and then it's like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And then I have to go to bed. And I'm all wound up from doing the show, so I have to try and go to sleep. And then I have to get up at like 7 to go to work, and then work all day, and then I just come back here and sleep. But, you know, 24 is on, so I've been watching that. And
cool. I still never watch that
show.
You
gotta start from the beginning, like I said. Probably... Otherwise, you'll be like, Jack who?
Yeah.
No, man. Jack Bauer. 26 says, I'm amazed Matt didn't kill himself prior to the jam hole.
Well, that's what the pills were.
And how he hasn't due to these crazy bitches. Congrats, Matt. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you.
I'm sure the pills helped.
The pills did help.
See, now you have the show. You don't need it.
So. Right. As my good friend Max Payne used to say, the pills would ease the pain.
Yeah.
You know, and they definitely did. But
well, they are painkillers.
Exactly.
You know.
C'est la vie. So, oh, fuck. Well, I got kind of a predicament. I didn't mention this to you. I wasn't even going to bring it up on the show. But then Paula was like, so, any fucking failed relationship
stories? Do you want some
updates? I know. Like, so, I'm sorry. Is your life going just perfect? Because, here, let me help you.
You need some bad news.
Right. Let me help you put your awesome life into perspective.
Right.
Paula says, oh, here it comes. It's not bad at all, really. It's just, I don't know what to do. Maybe call it reaching out to you guys. Call it, I just...
The Reach Around Foundation?
Call it the Reach Around Foundation. Jesus, dude. No, I'm just, I don't know. I need an outside perspective, I guess.
Okay.
You included. This goes for you. I will.
And then you have everyone in the chat.
Exactly.
Too.
I will take your opinion first and foremost,
right.
And then if I feel like I need more, I'll take mine.
You can hail the chat.
And then I'll ask the cat. Yeah. And then I'll go to the chat.
Okay, they're last? That's
no,
kind of
No, I'm just kidding. They're, it's the chat and then you.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Or the chat, the cat, then
right,
you.
Right, that makes more sense.
Then me.
Yeah.
So, if you guys have been listening to this show since the very beginning, episodes, I'm talking like old shit, like almost a whole year ago.
Like before episode 10?
Right, yes. Okay. Namely episode 3, episode 5, I think. Uh-huh. The episodes with Holly on it. Okay,
where's this going?
Okay, well, if you guys, see, Viola Chick says, I might need a refresher. Yeah, if you guys we are coming up on our 1 year anniversary. That'll be February 11th. I'm trying to plan some, you know, cool shit, some good phone call, not really interviews, but just some phone calls I want to make and stuff like that. We're going to go back through and we're going to find, you know, all the news stories, and I want to have you guys vote on which were your favorite, the most funny, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Like most fucked up, most funny, most disgusting.
Whatever. The year in review, basically.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Kind of like what Keith and the Girl did with the Catco Awards.
Yeah.
But since
this will just be more of a review.
Right. Because
kind of like
don't
episode 1000 of DV was.
Yeah.
You know, was
exactly.
Like
kind of like that. Because we don't have, you know, that many famous guests ever, so we can't do an award type thing, but just I think with the news stories, just all the fucked up shit people have done, you know, I want to kind of wrap that all up. And
might
then
be
start
like 5 hour long episode.
Well, I don't know. it'll be our year extravaganza. So anyway, if you listen to the earlier shows, a long time ago, I was living with this girl named Holly. I met her at a radio station that me and my friend Mike, he's been on this show before, big nerdy Mike.
Right.
And yeah, we used to do the techno show every Wednesday night on Z600 The Edge, which
really?
Got, yeah, me and him and this other guy named Mike used to do that. So
that's great. I never knew you worked there.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't work there. It was just something we did. We'd get all fucked up on pills, and we'd go there and we'd play techno music and talk for like an hour. But it sucked because I would always want to like talk more, you know, like kind of exactly like what this
right.
is.
Right, talk
but
more
they're
than
like,
music.
You can't talk to the people that call in like that, because we'd play like little games, with, and I would just tell him whatever,
yeah.
And he's like, dude, you can't do that. We don't have many listeners as is, and you're pissing them off, and it's like, I honestly, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I think the Jam Hole has more listeners than that radio station
I'm sure.
did.
It's a fucking, okay, it's like, it was, well, at least it was when I listened to it. It was like a local metal radio station.
Okay.
And it's on AM, so it's
right.
in mono. It sounds awful.
And now it's all just talk. It's
yeah.
it's stupid. And
yeah,
he's, the guy dumb. That runs it's going to lose it pretty soon, I'm sure, anyway. So, 26 says, yeah, the infamous episode 3 features Holly. And I think she was on a couple other episodes.
Yeah,
so
she
anyway,
was on 4.5. That was the first episode
right,
that was
the We Miss the Travis episode or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
The We
never,
Don't Miss You episode.
Right. The Give Me My Fucking Keith and the Girl iPod Nano Back You Cunt episode.
Yeah, that one.
No, and I haven't even seen that kid since he quit.
You can't
the job.
Even get a hold of him.
I was at a grocery store the other day, and you know how they have those ads on those LCDs?
Mm-hmm.
There was an ad for some heater cooling place, and I saw his picture on there as one of their installers. Mm-hmm. So that was the last time I saw him, but I didn't really see
Do
him.
Do we need to like
it was just a picture of him.
We should put missing person picture on all the
my
milk
My Keith and the Girl iPod Nano on a milk carton.
Yeah.
Have you seen my baby?
Have you seen my baby? It was last seen with this person.
That, no shit, dude. So anyway, so I met her at the radio station. I was talking to her. She was just the most gorgeous girl I had ever seen here in Montana. And this was when I was probably 21 or 22, I think. So it was quite a while ago. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go to the gas station. You want anything you want to come with? She's like, sure, I'll come with. And we start talking. I got her phone number. And from that point on, we kind of spent, like, every day and night together. Like, it was
wow.
really intense.
Yeah.
Just, I was, like, in love with her.
You were
her
with
from,
her for a long time, too.
Yeah, so, you know, that all happened. I got, we moved in to this place out by the airport. And, you know, meanwhile, I was doing the pills and shit, and then I got her into doing it, because when, you know, you're together and stuff, she's
right.
like, oh, what's that you're always doing? And
well, yeah,
like,
I mean,
let me try some
yeah.
of that, and then she got hooked on it.
Yeah, well, because if you're in a relationship with someone, I mean, you're either doing it, and that relationship's going to end because the other person can't deal with it, or you're both doing it, so.
Right, and so it was just a mess, and the relationship kind of crumbled. We were always fighting, and we weren't paying rent, and it was just a mess. We weren't taking care of ourselves. Like, I mean, we were okay, but like
right,
our
yeah.
house was a mess. We had 9 cats running around.
I remember going
You've
back
been there.
There.
You've stayed
well,
there before.
I,
that
yeah.
was the house that we put the electro thing on your
yes.
face when you were passed out drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but I remember going there like quite a while after Mark moved out. To go pick up one of his turntables, and I was like, holy crap,
yeah.
this place is
we were
a
doing
mess.
A lot, well, I was doing a lot yeah. of coke, we were both doing a lot of pills.
Cats everywhere.
Weed, shroom, like, it was a mess. So, and, you know, not exactly a high point of my life, but
There's a lot of lows in everyone's life.
Right. So a bunch of shit happened, like 26 says. Then there was physical violence and pills. And, you know, those two things kind of went hand in hand.
The physical violence was more her breaking your stuff, wasn't
it? Right. Because, you know, I would egg it on, and she had a bad temper because she was Mexican, and, you know.
And the pills don't help.
And exactly. The pills did not ease the pain. They actually created, excuse my face, more pain.
Yeah.
So it was just argument after argument, and, you know, I got to the point where I didn't know what to do, so I called my mom, and I'm like, you know, she's out here yelling and screaming, I'm trying to leave, she won't let me, she's throwing things, and, you know, I was never really the violent type, like, I would just use words, but she would get, like, pissed off and violent. So, you know, we broke up, and I went back to my mom's house, and she went, you know, to her friend's house because none of her family was here. They all live in Arizona and shit. And then a while back, her brother was in the Marines, and he was the one I remembered telling this story. I think Keith and the girl played or talked about this on their show a long time ago, that he was in this convoy thing, and it hit a pothole and rolled over into a canal, and he couldn't get out, and he drowned and died. So, you know, after I got all clean and I got this place and stuff and everything's, you know, getting better, you know, I wasn't completely clean, but I was doing better. I was working, I was paying rent, you know, I was getting,
At least your pill habit wasn't really a, you know, taking a chunk out of your life.
I was still spending a lot of money on it, but it wasn't.
But you could make your rent, at least.
Exactly. I was doing shit. Not like I am now, where I'm totally clean and not doing that shit anymore at all. Like that, I was still dabbling in it here and there. So, you know, we started hanging out again and shit, and then, you know, her brother died, so she went to Arizona to go bury him and do the funeral and see her family and stuff. She meets a guy that was in his Marine, I don't know what it's called,
Troop?
Yeah, whatever.
I think
whatever.
It's just a troop.
The group of Marines, this guy, I guess he was a good friend of his. She ends up hooking up with him down there. He's got a couple kids from this other girl. Oh, division, 26 says, is the word. Thank you, 26. So, she meets this guy that's in his Marine division, not to be confused with multiplication or addition, but and ends up hooking up with him. He's got two kids, I think, two or more. I don't know exactly.
Cool.
And, so basically he's doing the Marine thing, and she's living there now taking care of his kids. That goes on
that
for...
That almost sounds like kind of a bad... I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Just like...
Like he's using her to take care of his kids?
Not at all.
That's not what I was thinking.
Oh. Well, that's... I was thinking maybe... I don't know. It seems weird that, okay, her brother just died from the military, and the next person she goes out with was in the military, too. It's like, that seems
And that's what I told
weird.
Her. I'm like, this like, isn't just a random occurrence. Like, Marines die quite a bit. I don't know if
like,
you're
they're
aware,
the first
but...
to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it just seemed like a bad idea. And I tried to tell her, and not because I was like, oh, you know, hurry up and come back here so we can hang out and shit, but just like, you should think about what you're doing. Like, I still care about you a great deal. I know a lot of the problems we had was because of the pills. We weren't who we really are.
Well, when did the problems start happening? Because it was good before,
exactly.
Right?
It started happening when we started the drugs. Yeah. And, yeah, so I don't know. But, so, that happens, and she's living down there for a while, and she's still down there. And I get a text message maybe a month ago. And come to find out, the guy that she hooked up with...
The one in the Marines.
Right, the one in the Marine division.
Right.
pretty much since... A couple weeks after they started dating, while she's at home taking care of his kids and he's supposedly at work, he's actually out having sex with his ex-girlfriend, the baby's mom.
Wow.
Right. So she's just...
Yeah, I'm sure she's... God, that's...
Right?
Really? Her fucking brother just died.
Right?
And you just fucking swoop in there and just fucking crush her some more.
And you're a Marine?
Yeah, it's like...
Cool. Dude?
Well, I mean, that explains the heartlessness, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Just a meathead.
I don't know. And Viola Chick says, fucking around, called it. So...
That's so fucked up, though.
That happens, and I'm, you know, I still care about her a lot. Like, I still love her, I guess. I mean, I think about her. Well, I think about her all the time, and I know that it was bad, but I also know that it was bad.
Is that the one that you always compare everyone to right now?
One of them, yeah. Between her and the other one that moved away. But, yeah, it basically, I do. Like, every girl that I try to date, it's like, man, you are nothing. Looks, personality, you don't speak Spanish. I know you're not going to learn Spanish just so you can speak Spanish when we're fucking, because that is amazing, man. So herein lies my predicament. And C26 says, well, what about Mercedes? That would be totally fucking awesome if she didn't live in Argentina.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would love to go there, but what's going to happen? Like, I still want to go there for a couple weeks and hang out and stuff. But I also know that I go there, things aren't going to get worse. Like, I'm only going to want to be with her even more.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not going to be able to stay there. I have, you know, this place and this show and this job. And where am I, especially right now during this time of awesome economy that we're having.
Yeah, this is no time to be moving.
This is no time to get rid of a totally awesome, stable job
that gives me
paid vacation, full-on health benefits, and a work truck with a gas card
you're lucky to even get a shitty job.
I drive my car one day a week on Saturday. The rest of the time, I drive the truck, even when I go, you know, to pick you up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, where am I going to find another job? Come into work late every day, at least 10 minutes, if not more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I work with friends, you know, I grew up with these people. They treat me like I'm their own. So there's no way, whether it be in Argentina or here, I'm not going to find a better job than this. Granted, I only make, you know, I don't make a bunch of money, but my rent's cheap as shit, you know, $400 a month for this two-bedroom place. We have this show, you know, it's not the time to do that. And C26 says, why doesn't she come to you? It's the same thing. She has a great job there. All of her friends and family are there. It won't work.
Yeah, you're both living in your homes, basically.
Right, and we both have, you know, our shit, basically. Right. We can't, neither of us, I mean, as much as we would want to, it doesn't make sense to just drop everything.
Yeah, it's too much of a risk.
Well, yeah, and she even said that. She's like, well, what if I come there and we live together for 6 months or a year and we end up getting sick of each other? Because we only spent like 2 days with each other.
Right,
so,
I mean, shit could go bad.
Exactly. I could get there and she could be like just some total fucking bitch, which I doubt, but I'm saying,
it could happen. Yeah, anything could happen.
You could
really
start dating this guy and take care of his kids, and he could be off cheating on you the whole time you're doing that.
Right.
You know, you just don't know.
I mean,
so Paula says, okay, Matt, use the $20 to buy a pizza. I don't have to. That's why I work at Anna's on Saturdays.
Right. You can eat pizza
for free. Oh, that makes sense. See? Yeah. So I'm talking to her and I'm like, you know, I know what her family's like. I've only met him, you know, one time, and her sister is having her 7th or 8th kid.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And I'm like,
wow. With the same guy?
Yeah.
Wow. That's almost more impressive.
I know, right? Like, I don't know which one to congratulate, her or him.
My brother went out with a girl that had, like, 5 different kids with 5 different guys.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. And when he was going out with her, she only had one.
That should be a crime.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
It's so messed up. It's like, okay, I understand. You got a new boyfriend. You love him. You don't have to have a kid.
Right, yeah. You can actually, I don't know if you know this or not, they might not have actually taught you this in sex ed, but you can have sex without having a kid.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be the one to have to break this to you, but you don't have to have a kid every time you fuck. There are other ways around it. I mean, I know it's great coming inside a chick, but dude, come on.
I mean, if you're going to do that, at least get her on birth control.
Yeah, at least. Mean, you know. Or, you know, throw a little bleach in there or something. Come on, man. Do the world a favor. What I would like to do is just take, like, a broomstick and put a condom on the broomstick that has spermicidal lubricant and then just, you know, stir it around good. Just make sure you... No?
No. I don't think so.
It works. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think she'll work after, though.
Well, you gotta do it when she's sleeping. Fuck.
Yeah, well,
you know,
no, what I'm saying...
She's gonna let you come at her with a fucking broomstick.
No, but she's, like, probably not going to work too well down there after that.
Oh, well, no, I'm not saying, like, violently. Okay. Like, let the spermicide lubricant do the work for you. Right. You're not actually trying to kill them, with the broomstick.
Well, hey, that sperm is It gets way up there.
Like,
fast,
you don't even have to use a broomstick. You could use, you know, your fingers or your dick or whatever.
Yeah,
why don't you just put
the condom on your dick and...
Well, because you don't want to fuck with a condom on.
Well, it's better than fucking her with a broom. You might as well put
this is after... Whoa, dude. Whoa.
I know this is after you have come in her. But you might as well just fuck her again.
26 says, so anything else to Holly's story? Yeah, sorry. Thank
Got
you,
Got sidetracked.
Okay, so I'm like, well, you know, you can always come back here if things aren't working out there. Like, I know if that happened to me... Again, I'm trying to help her. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to do my good deeds, right? Mm-hmm. I need a place secured for me in heaven. Right. And I remember reading somewhere in the Bible that you get there by good works, not by faith or something like that. I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Well, then everyone that is religious
you guys are effed.
Yeah, because you're just going on faith and you ain't doing anything good.
No, not at all. So I'm like, you know, why don't you just come back here? I have a place, everything's good, like, come back here. And
it's a stable
maybe,
place.
Yeah, maybe we can hook up again, because, you know, we were really awesome together when we were clean and sober. So she's like, well, what makes you think it'll work out? Like, she's scared, obviously, because
well, obviously, yeah.
Awful that was.
Yeah,
and it was
bad.
Fucking awful. It was one of the worst things I've ever been through in my life, but... At the same time, being with her was also one of the best things that had ever happened in my life. So, basically, to finish the story quickly, I've been talking to her back and forth, and she's thinking about coming back here and living here. Now, you guys knowing the backstory and everything that happened, do you think that this is a good idea? The main thing was the drugs that I think. That's what I think. The main problem was the drugs. She's totally clean. I'm totally clean now. Mm-hmm. Back then, you know, we weren't stable. Now, neither of us were working. I have a good job now. I can take care of both of us. No problem. Mm-hmm. I have a place. I have, you know, everything. Back then, we didn't have any of that stuff. And that added to the stress on top of the drugs and being sick when we didn't have any. And
right. Well, because I imagine those are probably... The things
added,
you were fighting about.
It added to it.
Yeah.
You know, we were fighting over nothing, really. Just
Well, just because you were fucked up.
And
probably.
Honestly, I don't even remember half the things because we were so fucked up. But I do remember, you know, some nights that we were just... It was amazing, you know, just being with her and everything we did together was really fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And I was like, well, you know, I told you when... That shit happened that maybe when, you know, we take care of ourselves and get better and get more stable, this will work out and stuff, you know? I mean, that's the chick we got rings tattooed on our hands and shit. I mean, we were so in love with each other, but then it just all came crumbling down. So then she goes and then that happens and I don't know, it seems kind of like... Fate is kind of giving her the push to like, okay, he's ready now, you're good now, come on back and we can make this work and stuff.
Or are you the rebound?
What?
The rebound.
From
that guy.
Well, no, see, I don't
or
think
is she
so.
Not like that? I mean...
No, I don't know, honestly. I don't know. See, Paula
that
says,
shit happens.
Fate my ass.
Yeah.
See, I don't know, is that why every relation... See, that's how I think of it, mostly because I'm reading this book right now, Synchronicity, but I'm thinking, okay, every...
Shit, that book's fucking with your head,
it
man.
Is a little bit. And honestly, it is. But every relationship I've tried to be in since her has failed miserably, you know?
Yeah.
So, is it... Something's keeping me from being with somebody so that when this happened, she would be able to come back here. I don't know.
It's so hard to tell that. I mean, that's just...
See, 26 says, knowing Matt's luck, she'll cheat on him. Ha ha. That's not funny. But no,
well,
and that...
Have you been cheated on a lot?
She cheated on me once when I was in Florida going through detox the first time, and I was gone for like a month and a half. And honestly, it doesn't bother me that much because I know we were both fucked up and we weren't thinking right. And I'm sure if I would have been presented with a chance, I would have done the same thing. If she would have been gone for a month and a half
and
I was
up
here
by yourself,
in this house by myself, yeah, I honestly, I probably would have. So I don't know. Now that everything has come together, you know, we have this awesome place. We have this great show. And I kind of look at it from the point of view that using her temper, saying she still has a temper, and obviously all couples are going to have arguments, but now that I have this show, if I get her pissed off, we can just come on the show and be like, all right, bitch, what's the problem? And we can, you know, work it out on the show.
Yeah.
And that'll give you guys entertaining shit, because you'll get to see her get all pissed off and start yelling at me in Spanish. And, you know, you'll watch me go, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, and I don't know.
And you don't even know what she's saying.
But I just, I don't know. I'm curious to see what you guys, do you think it will go back to being the way it was when we broke up, just violent and awful? Or do you think now that, was that the main problem? Or
yeah, I mean,
that's what I want to know.
That's the kind of thing that you can't, at least for me, I have a hard time giving any advice on that, because it's hard to really read that. I mean, it's more of just a matter of how much you want that to work, or how bad you want her, and if it's worth the risk of it going bad again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it could go either way.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, what's the worst case scenario? We come back here, she comes back, everything's great for a few months, right, and then it starts going back, and then yeah, I hand her a bus ticket and send her, like, I don't know. Or we work through things using the show and anything else that we feel we can use, right, and it, you know, the relationship gets better.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm not talking about, like, what Paula just said, oh, Matt and the girl. Like, I'm not talking about changing the show to where it's me and her doing what Keith and Hemda do. Like, right, I'm just saying every now and then, if we have, like, a really wicked argument, I would like to save it for that, because I think when me and her argued, it was a lot of the same things over and over again. Mm. Now, if we do that on the show, you can't just keep doing that, because while we're hashing out our problems, we're still trying to entertain. So yeah, there's still a show to run. So you can't keep saying the same things over. You have
or you
to
just
make
need
your
like
point.
A mediator or something. There.
Exactly, which is where you come in, because obviously we do this show.
Right, and
so
then she would be there.
She wouldn't
too.
Be on the show every night. You
right.
know, it would just
yeah,
be
it, right, yeah.
if she wanted to, or if she had something to say, stuff like that. So. And yeah, and 26 says, would she be open to arguing on the show? And that's what I asked her. I'm like, so now that I have this show and stuff, and, you know, it's we're doing this forever until I kill Braden and then myself on the last episode, you know, 20 years from now, how whatever. And I'm like, so would you be opposed to, if we had problems, talking about it on the show instead of in, you know, just me and you behind closed doors? And she's like, no, not at all. As long as, you know, it was a legitimate thing and I'm not just, she, her thing is, I don't want you to make up fights for the show.
Right,
and
I'm
not going to do that.
Yeah,
like, I can
yeah.
make up whatever for the show. I'm
I
not
mean,
gonna,
you going out there and doing stupid shit for
right.
the sake of the
that's
show is one
thing. But yeah. I'm not going to take a relationship that's awesome and make it all fucked up just so I can talk about it on the
yeah,
show. That's what we have
it.
Fuck My Life, and that's what we have Group Hug for.
And all like, the other shit that happens.
Exactly.
Know?
And all the news story. Like, I don't need to do that. So she said, yeah, she would be. And that's what I told her. I'm like, you know, if you come back here, we can't, you know, I'm clean. Like, if you're doing any kind of opiate, like weed, cool. I drink every now and then. Like, when I went to the bar last night, I had a few shots, and I got a little drunk, and then I was not drunk, and then I left, you mm-hmm. know? But not every night, and I told her that. I'm like, if you are still doing this shit, you have to let me know, because, like, I'm thinking, ever since I started talking to her last month, and she told me that happened, I've been thinking about it every day, and I talk to her every day. She has a little Wi-Fi phone that her sister's letting her use, and, you know, so we talk every day, and I'm like, are you on your way here yet? Are you on your way? And she's like, no, you know, I want to be here for when my sister's baby is born, and then, you know, I'll come down. So, I don't know. I wanted to just kind of, yeah. It's been kind of bugging me, and I've been trying to figure out a way to, you know, present this to you guys, because honestly, like, you guys, you're our fans, but you're our friends also in the same area, so I do respect your opinions, except for 26, and I'm curious, like, you guys have been with us since, you know, pretty much everyone that's in here now has been with us since the beginning, you know what we've been through and shit,
right.
And, you know, so I was just curious. 26 says, fuck you, Matt. See, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. Do you think what, that's why I said, the worst case scenario.
Well, the worst case scenario is what happened before. I mean, I can't.
Granted, I can't see it getting as bad as it did before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't ever get that bad.
It was like, all drug fuel.
You would, and if it was to get bad, you would catch it and probably do something about it.
Right.
Because you're sober, so you can.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Before, when it was just me doing the pills, and she wasn't, like, everything was perfect. And not just because I was fucked up all the time. Like, it was generally really nice. And we clicked. We had a lot in common. Like, we were really good for each other. It just, then we got into the drugs. And that, the drugs literally destroyed our relationship.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that will happen. Got caught in a case of the old repeater. Yeah. That'll happen.
That'll happen.
So, that's yeah, that, I
you
guess.
You don't think if she is honestly done with it?
Yeah, and she says she has been.
Because if she isn't, like, as soon as you see that, like, you're totally going to get sucked into that.
Right, and I can't do that. Yeah. And she knows that, and she's like, no, I haven't since before, excuse my face, since before she went down there. So, and I, that's another thing I told her, because a lot of the arguments we used to have, she would always bring up old shit. That was the girl I was telling you about when I was telling all the guys that if you and your girlfriend get pregnant and she gets an abortion, you make sure it's her idea.
Right.
Because if it's not, she will throw that in your face every argument you have. Yep. See, that was her. And that's why I told her, I'm like, you know, if you come back up here, this has to be a fresh start. Like, you can't...
Like, the past is the past.
That shit stays in the past. You can't come up here and we get in an argument and you start bringing that up.
Yeah.
You killed my child. That kind of shit. Like, we can't. That is over and done with.
Yeah.
And honestly, if we would have had that kid, what would have fucking happened?
Oh, it would have been awful.
We wouldn't have cleaned up our shit. No fucking way. It would have just gotten worse. So, I don't know. I was curious as to what you thought, because, you know, I do the show with you and she would obviously be living here. Mm. And what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think in a minute, but where was that? Oh, Viola Chick says, after listening to the way you talk about her, I would say it would work out.
Yeah, and that's, I do too.
And then 26 says,
we're not listening to him, remember?
I know, I just wanted to read it if I could find it.
I'm kidding.
And 26 says, yeah, but Matt has a bad habit of rationalizing any situation to see a few positives and overlook the negatives.
Right, which is weird because I'm usually not an optimistic person.
Yeah, pessimist.
Unless when it comes to things that I want, then I will rationalize it. But everyone does that.
Well, yeah, I mean.
See, and again, that's me rationalizing my rationalizations.
And that's why you're reaching out to...
Right,
us.
That's why I want to see what you guys have to say. No, I was just kidding about 26's opinion. I appreciate all of your opinions, even his.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would say give it a shot.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, if nothing else, you know, she comes up here. I told her, like, as soon as you're ready, like, I'll get you up here. We'll get you a train ticket or a bus ticket or a plane ticket or whatever, you know, as soon as you're ready, if that's the problem. She's like, well, she hasn't seen her family in a long time, so she's, and that's, I understand that, and I still, every day, I'm like, so you're on your way here yet? And like, because I really, like, I want her to be here really, really bad, not just because of all this shit that's happening and I'm so fucking sad and alone. Like, that has nothing to do with it. It's just, I genuinely really loved her, so... And I think now that we're both clean, I have a stable environment here.
Right.
We have this show. I have a good job that has benefits. Like, everything is great.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have a good base to start from.
Exactly.
Now.
And, like, before, you know, when I met her, I was living with my friend Tyler and his dad, and she was staying there because I had my own room there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got our place, and all the while I was doing the drugs, and it was just, it was almost, I don't want to say doomed from the beginning, but it was almost set up to be a failure from the beginning.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because of what the variables were going into it.
Right. I mean, obviously, you couldn't see it at the time because you were high, but like anyone on the outside that saw you two would probably notice that it's not going to go too well.
Well, and that was the thing. Everyone thought like we were just perfect to it. And I know that's things people say when they see like a new couple that's in love. They're like, oh, you guys are so cute together and perfect together. But like, that's what was said. But then, you know, I'd tell them after we'd get in an argument, they'd be like, no way, you guys wouldn't do that to each other. It's like, well, it wasn't really us. Now that I'm sober and I have a clear head and I haven't smoked any weed today, like, I can look back on that, the parts I do remember, and be like, wow, that was a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
But her as a person, like, yeah, there will always be a part of me that just wonders, like, what if everything was okay, you know, how would it have worked out? And now it almost seems like I'm getting a second chance at it, if you want to look at it that way. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I definitely think there's a good possibility of it working out now. I mean,
yeah, like I said, now we have a good base to start from.
Right.
Everything is stable. Like before, it totally was not stable at all.
Yeah, everything that was kind of a problem then is pretty much gone.
Right, and that's how I look at it. Like, we were together for like 4 years with all of that bullshit happening. So imagine how okay it would be with no problems going into it. You know, no drug problems, no job problems, anything like that. I'm sure, you know, she's gorgeous. We can get her a job being a waitress at Anna's, or we can find her something to do, you know.
Right.
I'd have the work truck now, so she can take the car, and you know, so I'm not seeing a really bad downside to it. The only problem I really see with it is her coming back here and the temper thing, and it's not really a problem because I know a lot of it was the drugs. Like, granted, she knows she has a bad temper and stuff, but a lot of it was fueled by that, you know?
Well, and if you can deal with that temper,
well, yeah, that
makes it that much better.
I think of it from a podcast point of view. If I can harness that and channel it into this show and focus it on other things, I think we would have a really awesome, you know,
or
show.
Or just even being the person that can put up with it.
Right.
You know?
Even if she wasn't here, if, you know, she was at work or something, and I come on here and I'm like, holy fucking shit, let me tell you about this bitch today, you know, in a funny way, but still kind of serious because she was being a bitch, you know, this and that, and then she can come home and we can listen and laugh about it and, you know, have sex and go to bed, you know, I don't know. And live happily ever after, right? Isn't that what life is all about?
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck my life.
Well, you got everyone's opinion pretty much. I mean, Paulo said,
the other thing is I was kind of worried about asking them is because they enjoy it when I fail. So now are you guys saying, yeah, go for it?
I think
you want to see another laptop get broken? Like, is that why? Or are you guys?
I think they can pick up on your seriousness about it.
No, and see, Viola Chick says, we aren't complete douches. No, I know. You guys aren't douches at all. Not all of you. So that's that. I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated on what happens. But so far, she's thinking in a couple months she'll, you know, come on down. So
see what happens in a couple months then.
Yeah, I guess we will see. So speaking of fuck my life, are you ready to fuck my life?
Whoa, are we skipping some things?
Didn't we
have something we were supposed to do last show?
Oh,
that
shit.
That we forgot?
Yeah, well, real quick, 26 sent in something. He says, something for Matt to read on the show. Don't look at it before, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
So, click the link. Speakout.com drugs forum. It looks like just a message board thing. The post subject is, weed should be legal. And here's a reply. Marijuana is just as bad as meth.
Excuse me?
Woo! Son. What kind of weed are you smoking?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's some good shit.
That's like saying eating normal portobello mushrooms are just as bad as eating hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Right.
Like, weed that comes from the earth and is au naturel with meth that comes from a trailer park made in some fucking bathtub with paint thinner and acetone. Apples
totally
and oranges,
different.
My friend. You can't.
They're always trying to do that shit, though.
That's like having you, a human, having sex with an ape, expecting a baby, a normal baby, to come out of the ape's vagina.
Well,
you can't.
It's because all these people group all the illegal drugs into the same category, like it's the same thing, because they're all illegal. They're totally different, you know? What?
Shazam says, I gave a very good blowjob for this pot.
What?
Is that pot you're sending to us at P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903? Can we get in trouble for that? Salvia? Yeah. Is that... I don't care what you or anyone else says. It is addictive. I've seen people go through withdrawals, like very bad mood swings, severe headaches. Granted, it does not put pits in your brain, but it does affect every aspect in one's life. Have you ever heard of punctuation? There is not one piece of punctuation. Like, I'm not the grammar police, but it's annoying as fuck reading a paragraph that's has no commas or
it's
periods.
It's a paragraph of no periods. Or anything. I think the person who wrote this was high.
Marijuana is just as bad as meth. I don't care what you or anyone else says. It is addictive. I've seen people go through withdrawals like very bad mood swings, severe headaches. Granted, it does not put pits in your brain, but it does affect every aspect in one's life.
So does, you know, you're not making it past fifth grade.
So does being a retard, okay?
Yeah, hence not making past fifth grade.
Withdrawals. I'm okay. I've been smoking weed since I was like fucking 13 or 14.
Right. We could seriously smoke weed all day, every day.
And be fine.
Yeah, and be fine, and then stop.
And like, be fine. And no headaches, fine. No mood swings.
You might want to smoke some weed, but you can not.
Okay,
it's not like it's hard to not to. You just want to because it's awesome.
That's just like saying food is just as bad as meth. Because, hey, when you stop eating food, you get sick. Yeah. Those are withdrawals. Yeah. That's not because you're hungry.
Oh, you're addicted.
You're addicted to food. Hey, stop drinking water for a few days.
That food's got you wrapped around
your finger. You're addicted to breathing? Mm-hmm. Stop breathing for 10 minutes. See what happens to you. You know why? Because you're fucking addicted to it. Breathing is a drug, and you are fucking addicted to it. And we need to put a stop to that. I'm going to... Mm-hmm. The jam hole, Proposition 498. No more breathing. Breathing is destroying our children. Breathing is a gateway drug
but
to other things like eating and drinking water. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of living in a society where people eat and drink themselves to death and breathe.
But then they're just going to come out with another proposition that makes it okay for medical uses. And
to breathe?
Yep.
And I have my breathing, eating, drinking human medical card.
Yeah. I'm going to the oxygen dispensary as we speak.
That is awesome.
To the local oxygen bar so I can breathe.
Yeah, this person's an idiot. And there's some other posts, I guess. I'll just real quick here, if it loads, I'll read the initial post. This is what started it all. The author's name is Smokey. Weed should be legal! ! There are way worse things in this world besides marijuana. Period.
Yeah, like everything.
That's kind of odd. The person that is for the weed actually has periods, commas, and exclamation points.
Did he capitalize it?
And he capitalized the first letter of every sentence.
Wow.
The person that is like, weed is just as bad as meth, no capitals, no periods, no, except the period she might have been on. No comma. Like that right there just goes to show you what kind. That's like when you go to iTunes and you search the Jam Hole and you subscribe, because even if you listen to the show through the website, you should still subscribe, because that the more people that subscribe to the show, the higher up we go in the iTunes rankings. That's like going in there and reading some comments, and one comment is no punctuation. You guys fucking suck. And then you click on that person to see what else they've reviewed, and it's like the Webkinz podcast.
Yeah,
or,
and they're like, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you gotta take that shit
you
worth
gotta put
a grain
it in
of
perspective.
Salt. It's, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, there are way worse things in this world besides marijuana, period, capital I. Don't know if anybody's noticed or not, comma. But there is a nationwide meth problem. Hey, I don't know if you know this or not. But on top of the breathing, eating, and drinking problem,
that
obesity, retardation, mental and or physical, there's a nationwide meth problem.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that?
I don't know. We might. I heard the other day that Montana is the meth capital.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Wow.
Because I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've ever seen a meth lab around here.
Because at Sykes, I see people that might be on meth.
Really?
Daily.
Wow.
Daily. Like,
you know,
the
what?
Daily
bet...
show with Jon Stewart. Just every... Come on.
I bet you...
Every day.
I bet you at any given day here, you probably see at least 10 meth heads just going into town once.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's it? Because I'm in town, you know, all day driving.
But I just mean
that
at any location.
Yeah, I make
like
a game out of it. I try to fucking run them over and shit. I'm just trying to do my part to clean up the beautiful community I live in. That's
no, I'm
all.
Saying, like, you go to the store to get, you know, some groceries or whatever, you could probably pick out a bunch
while
you're there.
Like,
or a restaurant.
I can't get a bag of weed right now, but I know for a fact that if I go down to the Rosebriar or to Sykes, we could come back with a fat sack of meth. No problem.
I bet you in this town.
And that's sad.
Yeah, I bet you in this town, there would never be a time where if you wanted meth, you couldn't get it.
Exactly. And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And when I was 16, I used to do that shit and sell it. And the people that you're dealing with, I am amazed that they have survived this long.
Yeah.
Like, how do you function on a day-to-day basis? It blows me away. Like, seriously, I'm not making jokes here. I mean,
I don't think they really do.
Being serious.
Thing.
Well, they're not functioning in a sense that you have a good job and you're contributing to society.
And you have
you're
a
functioning
place to live.
In the sense of you're maintaining your bodily functions.
You're staying alive just enough so you can keep doing meth, basically.
You're living to do meth.
Yeah,
that's all
you're doing.
Just like the pill problem, and that's exploding also. But meth has been around, obviously, for a lot longer than that.
Right, so it has a bigger following.
Okay, so we are aware. We have actually noticed.
Yeah,
because he didn't know if anyone noticed that there is a nationwide meth problem.
He's like, I don't know if you know this or not.
Right. If we as Americans don't fix this problem, comma, it will become international. Marijuana is not addictive. I don't care what you heard in the past. You heard?
26 says, I don't need society as long as I read my copy of the Good News Bible while doing meth.
That is a very good point.
What else do you need?
Jesus and meth, man. The only two things I can think of. Because with Jesus, you not only get a one-way ticket to heaven, a.k.a. ad infinitum salvation, you also get the body and blood of that Jesus, which is bread and wine, which will sustain your bodily functions. So
yeah,
if
that's
you
probably
have Jesus,
the only meal you get right there.
Well, that's all you need when you're on meth.
True, yeah. I mean, you're either high on meth and not hungry or crashed.
Legalize marijuana and we shall be free. And that is followed by lots of people. I completely agree. My uncle died because of his meth addiction, and I have a cousin fighting a meth addiction right now. I think we need to be working to get meth off the streets and leave the pot smokers alone. Hear, hear.
I agree.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I work with a kid that got in trouble for that shit, and he's on probation now because of it. Mm-hmm. You know, he was doing it back when I was doing it, and then I stopped and, you know, continued with school. He dropped out of school and continued with meth. Mm. Granted, we both ended up in the same place, and I got the job because of him, because, you know, so...
What it goes to show you how much school fucking helps anyway.
I know, right?
It's not like they actually teach you
anything. I wish I would have focused more on my writing back then.
Yeah.
Like, I've been writing since fifth grade that I can remember when I really was seriously writing. Oh. But if I would have not had to deal with math and social studies and learning about all the great wars our wonderful civilization
been
in.
You know, they should.
My writing would be off the hook.
They definitely do need to teach you all that stuff.
Oh, no, definitely.
It's just they don't need to the extent that they go to.
Well, and even nowadays, there's not a great extent that it's being brought. You know, it's horrid what people are learning.
A lot of people have a hard time
it's
with this
useless,
normal
though.
Basic math.
It goes back to that whole thing that back in the day, you would go to school and you were just getting conditioned to work these 9-to-5, 8-to-5 factory jobs.
And that's what
and
the
now,
school education system is still being run at.
Right, even though all those jobs have mostly been replaced by robots, automated, you know, work systems.
Right.
These people have no skills because that's all they know how to do. They've been doing that for 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to go back to school, but they're past the point of being able to retain any kind of useful information, and, you know, they're all fucked.
Yeah,
and now we're all suffering because of it. Everything's going to shit.
Even the people that I know that have gone to college, I mean, like, a couple of them have actually gotten somewhere because of the college, but most of them are doing the same shit they were doing before the college.
Right.
And that's the place I actually went to learn some fucking skills to get a good job.
Exactly. That's like why I said when I went to Full Sail and got kicked out and my friend went there. And he got back here with his degree and a $60,000 debt. I got kicked out like not even halfway through, but I had $30,000 in student loans and I ended up making more than him, and he's working at a call center. He's not using any of that graphic design knowledge that he went to school for, and I know just as much as he does from what I sat around and taught myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you can learn anything you need to know. Like, you can learn high-energy particle physics if you initiate the motivation to teach yourself. You don't need a professor reading to you. You can actually read yourself. I don't know if you guys know that or not. I know schools...
I don't know if you can read or not.
Right. I don't want to make any fucking... Holy shit, man. But it's sad. Like, you went through and you applied yourself and you tried to learn so you could have this piece of paper and you come back and you're doing the same shit. Like, that's sad.
I mean, sure, that piece of paper makes you look good for the same shitty jobs you would be doing without it.
Right. Granted,
that's it,
if I went to apply for a job and you went to apply, you're going to get the job because you have that diploma.
Right.
But that's fine because I'll go find something else
it's
to
do.
It's
still just a whatever
because
job.
I can chill on finding a job because I actually don't have $60,000 in debt to pay back.
Right.
Cause, so it's fucking sad.
You know what? It would be so much. I was just thinking if they would just do the education system like, you know, elementary school, you can probably pretty much keep elementary school the same, you know, teaching all that same boring shit, the basic stuff. But while doing that, watch every kid and see where their creative strong point is. Mm-hmm. Like for you, example, writing.
That.
And then once they get to the level they need to on all that shit, just focus on that their strong point.
Right. Or take all of the kids and teach them the basic things. You need basic mathematics. You need to know how to read. You need to know how to write.
Right.
After the and speaking, obviously.
Yeah.
But after you have those core, not ideologies, but those core, you know,
skills. I mean, they are skills.
Those abilities. Then from there, see where they go. You know, themselves though. But you know, be a motivating factor in them wanting to do that.
But guide them where they would like to go with what they want to do with themselves, instead of trying to force them down certain ways.
Yeah, everyone's different. Everyone's going to learn differently. So if you can, like you say, if you can focus in on every individual strong point, we would have such an awesome, amazing society with everyone doing what they were made to do. I would be here writing and talking shit. You would be playing guitar and talking shit. And, you know, Chris would be making pizza and I would be driving, you know, that kind of thing.
You should do what you were born to do, really.
Right. A lot of people, they don't learn because they're bored and they can't pay attention. Like, I didn't read any of the mandatory reading material in school. And I read fucking all of this shit, dude. Mm-hmm. All of these physics books and science books and all this shit.
Well, that's why
I didn't read one fucking book all through school. My whole school career until I graduated high school. Read A Wrinkle in Time. Read Fahrenheit 411. I didn't read any of that shit because it was so fucking boring. I would start reading it and I couldn't do it. I'm like, this sucks. And I'd go fucking play Super Nintendo. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You can't bore kids to death and then expect them to learn. They have to learn because what you're teaching them is interesting. Like, if I would have been in eighth grade and they would have been like, here's lesson one in fucking high energy particle physics, I've been like, okay, that sounds interesting. Yeah. Not here, this is a fucking rock. Like that. Who cares?
It's a rock.
Cool. Can you smoke it? Then I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, and it's not getting any better.
Nope.
Let's see here. Absolutely, another person that agrees. Prop 215 has been in place in California for the last 11 years, and since the passing of this legislation, crime has been down by over one third. It shows that when marijuana is introduced to a society using medical guidelines and legislation, it has no increased effect on crime. The state tax accumulated from legal marijuana could help fund law enforcement programs to help with the meth epidemic, and monies used to prosecute harmless marijuana offenders could be better used to go after real criminals.
I watched a documentary about that today.
What? Meth?
No.
In Montana?
Weed. It's called, have you heard about it? Super High Me?
No.
It's this stand-up.
Was it on ILT?
No, it wasn't. I just downloaded it off ISO Hunt.
Oh.
But yeah, it's this documentary, this comedian, Doug Benton, I think is his last name. And it was just first a joke in his act about how he saw that movie, Super Size Me, and it was the most disgusting thing ever.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'm going to make a movie about McDonald's, too, and it's going to be in my movie a bunch, but I'm going to be stoned. And so he's like, okay, well, what I'll do is I'll smoke weed for 30 days from when I wake up to when I go to sleep, and see how that affects me. And so he ends up, like, not smoking weed for 30 days before, and then he smokes weed for 30 days after none at all.
Like every day, or from like the a specified dosage every day,
from the second,
or all day?
Just from the second he wakes up, smoke, just stay high.
All day?
Yeah. Like as soon as he's faded, it's like time to smoke again.
That's kind of interesting. I would do that. I would do that just to prove to all these people that say, oh, weed is so addictive and you have withdrawal symptoms and all this shit, just to prove them wrong. I'll be like, okay.
Oh, he totally proved everyone wrong.
In your opinion and your logic, how long continuously do I have to be on weed to where when I stop, I will be sick because I'm in withdrawals? And they'll say a month. At the least, or 2 weeks at the least, a month at the most. Okay, I will smoke it every day, all day for a month. And I can do this at work. You know, I can smoke while I'm driving. Just for the point, maybe you take some time off and you come around with me on my route. And I can show that I can maintain a 8 to 5, well, an 8:30 to 5 job driving in traffic in the snow while smoking, getting my job
listening
done.
To music,
you're there filming it.
Right.
And I can completely function.
Totally.
And after those 30 days, I can stop and go 2 weeks after that, not smoking, doing the same thing, maintaining the same exact routine. No fucking problem.
Yeah.
We fucking edit that shit up. Props to Windows Movie Maker, Vista. Holla at your
boy. I think the key thing...
And we put it up there.
I think the key thing in his experiment was the fact that he smokes weed all the time, and he stopped for 30 days before smoking it for 30 days.
Okay, so
that
we
way,
can do that. We could even go get one of those little drug test kits and be like, here's the proof.
I have
no weed in my system. Day one, getting blasted on the way to work. Do all my fucking shit. I have to keep everything clean and sanitary when I'm, you know, filling water jugs and stuff. I can maintain all of that while on weed. Now, not saying that when I was doing pills, I was still maintaining all of that, but that's not the focus of this experiment, you know? Like, I can do it. Maybe that's just me as a person. I could probably do that tripping if I really fucking had to. I wouldn't enjoy it, but I fucking could. But just to make a point, like, look... You can't do this drunk. You will get in a car wreck.
Oh, for sure.
I can drive everywhere while I'm stoned and have no fucking problem. Just to prove that point. I think that'd be interesting.
Well, like,
we should do that. We have everything we need.
Can,
we just have to save up and get a few ounces of some fucking weed.
Or
but
we
get medical weed here. No fucking problem.
That's a good idea. That's another thing he did.
We should do that. That is a good idea.
When he was down, he lives in California, I think.
Right, but we have it here too.
Yeah, he was going to like all the dispensaries, and he actually has his marijuana license. Like, he actually has it, so he can go in there and just buy all the weed he wants legally. And like down there, like you can buy an eighth of like just crazy good stuff for like $40.
Right. And we can do that here. I mean, no problem. But
if you have, you know, your medical marijuana license.
Right. But I don't know. I think that'd be a good idea. I would be interested to see the tapes of me driving around while smoking and being stoned and doing my job compared. Like, you could even be with me, like I said, with the video camera.
Well, we'd have
following
to,
me into the business as I go to.
We'd have to do that when you weren't smoking, and then we'd have to do that when you were smoking so they can see the contrast, if any.
Right. And then when you edit it, you could have
like a back-to-back of
well,
that
I'm saying
same thing.
The same place. Say we each go to...
Same route or whatever.
This one shop.
Right.
So we show the version of us going there totally sober.
Driving all the way there.
Right.
You giving the water
and
whatever.
Then it fades into the version of us doing it stone. And I guarantee the same fucking thing. And if you have that proof, how can you say that it's awful and bad?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that, like I said, while on alcohol or on any other
or
drug.
Or anything, yeah.
You couldn't.
No,
you would
not
function.
All.
You'd get in a fucking car crash or something. Like, you'd be throwing up and shit. I don't know. I don't fucking drink all that much. But.
Yeah, well, first of all, if you were to do that, you wouldn't be able to do the part where you quit for 30 days beforehand.
Why?
Well, because if you're doing, like, pills and shit, I mean, that's pretty
hard. No, I was talking about the weed thing. Yeah, no, I wouldn't even start doing pills.
Yeah.
Even if somebody was like, here, I want you to do a documentary, and I'm going to pay you $1,000, but you have to start doing pills again.
No,
I would be like, you know, that's really tempting, but I don't think so, honestly.
I meant just like, you know.
Maybe for $5,000 I would do it. But I'm not, I don't want to start that monster up again. Like, I'm finally done and over that. I don't need that coming back.
I meant just, like, adding to the cause of weed is okay because you can actually do that. Huh. I'm saying, like, pills. Like,
that's
no
a good
way,
idea.
None of that. You could do that.
I, that's a really good idea. I think we should not to, like, copy what this guy did, but to make the contrast that, look, you can function in society while smoking just fine, just
because,
well as you did when you were not smoking. And on top of that, we're also going to prove that there are no addictive properties or withdrawal problems when stopping weed.
Yeah, because what he did was just the health factors.
Right.
Like,
see,
after
we
the
would
30
do it
days
for the actual functionality.
Of being able to live your life still.
Exactly.
Because, like, after the 30 days of not smoking, he went in and got checked out. And then after 30 days of smoking, he went and got checked
especially
out.
Especially what we do. We can show that, look, we're holding down two jobs. We're doing a show 3 days a week on top of that. I'm writing a fucking album that is almost fucking done. Like, all this shit while being fucking stoned. Holding down the 8 to 5, like, I don't know. I think that if it was put together, like, if we had Keith McNally put that all together, because he does some documentary type shit, I think that has some really good potential.
That would be cool. Yeah,
interesting idea. The state tax. Oh, and that was the other thing I wanted to mention. That's awesome that they're using money that they're getting from the weed being taxed to fight this other drug that is just totally fucked. And then this person is comparing the two like it's the same fucking thing. You're a fucking retard.
Another thing from that movie that was pretty interesting, I don't know what, I think it might have been like 2006 or 2007, but in California, they made $12 billion in one year from weed.
Yeah,
if they would have taxed that,
It's
you know,
amazing.
That would have been like $1 billion straight to the government.
Look how much they make in liquor sales, because that's all taxed. I don't know if in other, in other states, but here it's state run. The state sets the price, and they, you know, that's how it is. Right. So do the same thing in the liquor store. Sell it in liquor stores even. Tax it. Problem fucking solved, dude.
Definitely.
It's so amazing. So,
I know. I mean, it's not like they're making it such a hard thing to solve, but that's all you gotta do.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So that person said that, and then that's where we come to. Marijuana is just as bad as meth. I don't care what you or anyone else says. It is addictive. I've seen people go through withdrawals, like very bad mood swings, severe headaches. Granted, it does not put pits in your brain, but it does affect every aspect in one's life. Mm-hmm. And then there was one reply to that. And it says, you are a total idiot. And that is that. Fantastic. So, well, speaking of meth, this got sent to us a few days ago by 26, I believe. And, you know, we here at the Jam Hole, we're all about helping you guys. You guys help us, thejamhole.com/donate, thejamhole.com/vote, many ways you can help support this show. We give back. We help you. We teach you. We make you laugh. We make you forget about how shitty your life is by allowing you to focus on how shitty my life is and Braden's sometimes. This one is called, Is There a Meth Lab Cooking in Your Neighborhood? Cooking, because you cook meth. That's funny. That's clever.
That's some meth humor for you.
Yeah, that's right. This comes from KCI, the anti-meth site. Many people may be unaware that they're living near a meth lab. Huh. Hey. Are you living near a meth lab?
Probably.
I don't know. How do I know? Ask me how you know.
How do you know?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Meth labs turn up in houses, barns, apartments, trailers, in all cap. No, I'm kidding. Campers, cabins, and motel rooms. Even
sheds.
Even in the backs of pickups.
Oh, they can do
Have
that
you looked in the back of my fucking work truck lately?
I'm pretty sure there's a meth lab back
there. I'm pretty fucking sure, dude. Pretty fucking sure.
I know around here a big problem, which is making them try and fight the war on meth, if you want to call it that, is that a lot of them are setting up their meth labs in big vans.
Right,
and they just fucking roll around to different areas
mobile,
so they can't find them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they keep moving. That's the way to do it, really, if you, I guess,
talk about meth. Rock and roll. Is meth a rock?
That was
more of a crack
Yeah,
joke.
I don't think meth does come to rock.
The equipment for a meth lab can be as small as to fit in a duffel bag, a cardboard box, or the trunk of your car. Have you seen the trunk of my car also?
Yeah, I have.
Pretty impressive,
pretty
huh?
Pretty smelly.
Pretty fucking smelly. Here are some things to look for in identifying a meth lab. Now, my problem with this is, at the same time, that's cool, you're letting people know what to look out for. At the same time, though, it
people
almost...
People should almost not be aware, like the average
no,
person.
No, not that. I'm just saying, at the same time as you're raising awareness, you might also be telling people how to do it.
Right.
Like, okay, here's how to make it. This is what to look for. So these are either this is what to watch out for, or these are the supplies you will need to start your meth labs.
But
so,
it's already so easy to get well, that yeah, information as it is. It doesn't really matter anymore.
That's like with the government when they're always like going around talking, or they the newscasters will say some stuff about something related to terrorism. It's like, well, now you also just told the terrorists what to watch out for.
Right.
Which, granted, it's hard to get information out to one set of people and not to another set.
Right, because like, it has to be public to get
exactly,
to everyone. You
and
can't,
everyone has access to it.
Right.
So you can't really, yeah, you can't unless, you know, you go back to, like, cryptic coded messages and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like, but, you know, how much of the public is going to be able to fucking understand?
None of
any,
it.
Exactly.
No, yeah, none of it.
Okay, so listen up, everyone.
All right.
These are the things to look for, excuse me, in identifying a meth lab. Unusual strong odors.
Yeah, usually I think personally now, it kind of smells like cat piss.
Right, like cat urine, ether, ammonia, acetone,
yes,
or other chemicals. Now, this may not necessarily be from the meth lab itself.
It's from the cooking of it.
No, it's from the person cooking it.
Really?
Because they're not the most cleanest people.
Yeah, but I
generally
thought that was a no, lot of what?
Was a joke.
I didn't get it.
Because people meth addicts are gross, disgusting people, so
right,
they stink like cat piss.
True. Wasn't funny.
Residences with windows blacked out. I've seen some of those around here.
Quite a few.
Renters who pay their landlords in cash. That's... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Guys. Like, Matt, why do you live in a two-bedroom house? It's just you. Well,
the other room.
Let me introduce you to my friend, Mr. Meth Lab. Say hi.
Kind of smells like cat piss in here.
Most drug dealers, I don't know if you know this or not. Oh, yeah, that's because of the cat.
Oh, right.
The cat has a meth problem.
The cat is your cover for the smell
exactly,
of cat piss.
Like, it smells like cat piss. I have a cat.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
You can't be cooking meth then.
Most drug dealers trade exclusively in cash, FYI.
Yeah.
See,
they
so
don't
I
like checks.
Right, so if you're a drug dealer, maybe get a little bank account.
You might.
Don't
move
don't
up
get
in
a,
the world.
Don't get an offshore one in Iceland or Greenland. Because
yeah, it's not going to be there long.
Right, well, it's not there at all now.
Yeah, you might want to maybe Swedish. Try a Swedish bank account.
For now.
Yeah, you might be safer.
Lots of traffic. People coming and going at unusual times. There may be little traffic during the day, but at night, oh shit, son, at night, activity increases dramatically. Excessive trash, including... I was going to make a fucking your relative joke.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, I got
right,
it.
Lots of trash, including white, black, yellow, yep, red.
Lots
all,
of trash.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Generally of the trailer variety.
Right. including large amounts of items, such as... Now, if you want to cook meth, you'll need items such as antifreeze containers, lantern fuel cans, red chemically stained coffee filters, drain cleaner, and duct tape.
Or
so
if you see like some hippie-looking dude at the store buying everything.
All the ephedrine
all,
they
yeah,
have.
Everything.
Right.
All the cold medicine, like all of
so
it.
You know you're doing it right because you'll have a reddish color on your coffee filters after you filter it out.
Right.
Right. So, and that kind of goes either way. Like, maybe you just like buying lots of, and maybe your car leaks antifreeze, and you go camping a lot, and you filter your blood in your coffee. Okay.
Right. Well,
I have no excuse for that one.
These are just
but
signs.
But everything else I can, you know,
these
rationalize.
Are, yeah, these are just signs that they're saying, hey, if you notice any of these things, just be suspicious a little.
Exactly. Windows blacked out or covered by aluminum foil, plywood, sheets, blankets, etc. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Matt, you already read that. I'm taking a drink. Nay. Do not take that drink, because they
take
actually...
It back.
It's like they almost... They wanted to make this list look nice and full.
So they repeat... Them?
Well, the first one says residences with windows blacked
right,
out, and then it goes into windows blacked out or covered by aluminum foil, plywood sheets, blankets,
right,
etc. What about curtains?
Well, Those are normal.
Oh, okay. So
meth
now,
heads can't.
So
meth heads don't have curtains. They just use whatever they got.
That's what I'm saying. Then, if you're gonna cook meth, maybe you look at this and say, okay, so covering my windows in foil is actually a red flag. Maybe I'll go pick out some curtains.
I don't know if you know this or not, but meth heads aren't the most logical, clear thinking
oh,
people. So
right.
If someone is going to take the
He's
leap.
Smart.
And make the irrational, you know, thought to actually
cook meth. The connection?
Yeah, to actually cook meth, then they're not going to do those
right.
precautions.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe.
Secretive/protective areas surrounding the residence, like video cameras. Check.
There's a couple of them there.
Alarm systems. Check.
Kitty.
Guard dogs.
Cat.
Check. Reinforced doors. Does the blanket under the door to keep the heat in
Does
count?
Does the two doors you have to go through to get in here count?
Check.
I take that
electrified,
back. Three doors.
Or electrified fencing.
Mm. I have a dog.
Like fencing with swords hooked up to batteries?
Like, yeah, electrical fencing.
Yeah, come on. Persons exiting the structure to smoke. Guilty as charged. Now, that I have a problem with. Maybe, so what, people that don't cook meth like the smell of cigarette smoke in their house? Like, granted, I'll smoke in here once in a while, but most of the time I will go outside to smoke. For two reasons. For one, I don't like the smell of cigarette smoke. Mm. Like, I love it. I love smoking. I don't like it when it's settling and you can see it just
yeah.
kind of chilling. And I especially, like, if I do smoke in here, I'll close the bedroom door because I hate.
Yeah.
I fucking had, when I lived with my friend Tyler, he would always smoke right before he went to bed, but, like, in bed, like we'd be
really?
In the same hotel room because
right.
you know we were working for Alma, and yeah, he'd just I would go outside and smoke, he would be laying in bed smoking, and then you know, you I don't like it because that smoke stays in there
and it sticks to
well
stuff.
That
like, really
and
sticks.
you go to sleep and you're just breathing that in
yeah,
all night
all
long
night.
And
yeah.
it's so great. You wake up and you're like and it's just
yeah, God, dude, you got that? That was gross.
Method acting. Juilliard.
Gotcha.
They taught me that
That's
trick.
That's good.
Some good so, teachers. Yeah, that just seems weird. And I have another problem with this because by putting this out, you know how nosy fucking people can be. So, say someone drives out and they see me smoking outside. They're like, red flag. I just read something on the internet that said people that cook meth always smoke outside because you can't smoke inside because all that shit's really flammable.
Right.
No, I don't smoke inside because it stinks and that's fucking gross. So it
goes maybe,
both
you know,
ways.
You're nice and you're doing it for the courtesy of other people that are around you, maybe that don't smoke or
well, yeah,
you know,
and
that's
that,
why
and
you go outside.
All of this equipment, granted,
yeah, right.
And I just,
well, I'm just
honestly,
saying for that, you know, whatever.
Like I said,
know.
I smoke in here once in a while. If it's fucking 20 below, for one, I'll go in because I have a mudroom and there's a window there, so I'll stand by the window and smoke. But if I'm chilling watching something, I will just sit here and smoke. I'll only do it, you know, once in a great while, mm-hmm. and it doesn't smell like
well,
smoke.
Well, and if you open
here.
The window right there, too,
right and. Also, it also, for me personally, it goes back to this thing I read a long time ago, back when I was into, like, oh, okay, I'm going to quit smoking here and there. And I read this thing somewhere, it was a study, and it said that if you're trying to quit smoking, one of the things you can do to help further this is every time you have a cigarette, you completely stop everything you're doing, and you have a cigarette. You don't. Like, some people will drive while they're smoking, talk while they're smoking. When you have a cigarette, you have a cigarette. You don't do anything else. And you find that if you do this, you will smoke a lot less. If you're like,
yeah.
okay, a lot of people will play World of Warcraft. They'll smoke while they're doing
right.
We smoke while you're doing things on
Watching
the computer.
Doing any, whatever.
If you start yeah. doing this, if you stop it and you devote 100% of your attention to that cigarette
right.
and you don't do anything until you're done smoking, you will smoke a lot less.
Oh, definitely, because you got to go out of your way
exactly.
to just do that instead
exactly.
of just being able to so easily just grab one out of your
right.
pocket.
Right,
and
that's what I
it.
Found because I don't smoke normal cigarettes. I smoke Red Bally Shags. If you guys want to support the show, you can send Red Bally Shag to the P.O. Box 3652 Calispell, Montana 59903. I find that helps also. Rather than pulling a cigarette out of a pack and lighting it up, I have to put some thought in it. Granted, nowadays I can roll it in like 3 seconds, but still, it's... You're not,
it still takes some work.
You're not pulling it out of the pack into your mouth, lighting it. You have to open it up, roll it, you know, and then do it. It's just an extra step.
Right. So, it just takes more time to do it, making it that much, you know, more that you got to go through to do it. So,
Frankie says he posted some new clues.
Oh, sweet.
Also, so thank you for that. So, yeah, it just, and I did do that, and I found I smoked a lot less. Yeah. And even, I don't really do it much anymore. Like, I smoke all day while I'm driving. I don't do it a lot, but.
Didn't you used to smoke the normal cigarettes?
Yeah, when I started, and then, you know, for the past probably 5 years, I've been smoking Red Valleys. Ever since here, the price of normal cigarettes went up to like $6 a pack back then, and then the Valleys was still like $4 a pack,
for
and
a whole
you
thing
got more cigarettes, and I could make a bag last me a week.
And then rolling papers
and that was
cheap.
That was back when I was doing pills, and when I did pills, I smoked a lot, and I would smoke like 2 packs of normal cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Whereas if I have this bag of Bally, that'll last me all week. So it's cheaper. And I like
plus Red Valley. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
It tastes, but I can't stand the taste of normal cigarettes. Yeah. Like people,
it smells
it's weird.
Too.
People will see me rolling it, and it's like they feel bad. They're like, "Oh, hey, do you want a normal cigarette?" It's like if I want a normal cigarette. I mean, I know they're being nice, but if I wanted a normal cigarette, I'm 18, obviously. I would have went and bought normal cigarettes
instead of that.
I'm rolling this because I like it. And granted, you see the people that are smoking Top and Nasty because that's all they can afford, but. That's not, I'm not smoking Top. That's disgusting.
Yeah, you're smoking the
confetti.
Good stuff that you roll.
Right. Yeah, the Bally is like the medical grade shit compared to the Top, which is like the brown frown.
Like,
literally.
Just whatever, yeah.
Right.
The cheap.
So if you see people exiting the structure to smoke, there's probably a meth lab up in there. Little traffic during the day, but high traffic at late hours, including different vehicles arriving and staying for short periods of time.
Well, that's just any
That's
drug
doubling up on the part where it said lots of traffic, people coming and going at unusual times.
Right, and not being there very long.
Right, but they add different vehicles arriving. And that's, see, back when I was dealing a lot of weed and shit, we had a few friends that had a rule that when you came over to get weed, you had to stay for an hour. Like, that was the time. So, when you went there, you knew you were going to be chilling for a while. And that was cool. Like, you're not really good friends, but you're business associates.
Right.
So, you're
you can hang out and
hanging
smoke
out.
Weed together.
We'll play Xbox and get stoned. And that made sense. Because if you see,
it's safer.
If you're doing a lot of business, you constantly have people coming and going. That looks, especially.
It looks bad.
Unless
yeah.
you live out of town and you have, you know, 10 acres and shit to just chill. But if you're in town, that looks
bad. If you have a lot of neighbors and stuff.
But if you, if you're going out to meet them or if they're coming there and they're staying for a while, it just looks like you're having, you know, company over.
Or you should just not sell from your house.
Right.
That's probably the best thing.
The best thing to do is to not sell from your house. If you have to do that to make ends meet, I understand we're in a hard time right now. You got to do what you got to do.
I know. Like,
just be careful when you're doing
it. I've been noticing, like, more and more of my friends are starting to sell weed.
Well, that's funny because I can't seem to find a fucking bag.
Yeah, interesting.
Right?
Say that.
If you're going to sell weed, sell weed. Don't do it half-ass because I hate that. Oh, man, I got the chronic. Oh, really? Can you get me a bag? Oh, I'm out right now. Oh, well, then you don't fucking have the chronic, do you? Oh, no, I fucking hate that. It was worse with pills, too, because
I
needed that shit. So when people are like, oh, yeah, man, I got fucking 8. Really? Because I could use about 10 of them right now. Oh, well, I don't have it. Then you fucking don't have it!
Then don't tell me that.
I want, just fucking kill them. All right, a couple more here, and then we'll continue on with the program. Little or no mail. Like only girls?
Excuse me?
No, wait, that's still male.
Oh,
a
right.
female.
Right.
Not
right.
to be confused with a she male.
Right.
Right. Little or no furniture, visible trash, and no newspaper delivery. What, because meth addicts don't read the news? Like, that's dumb. I don't get
the
newspaper.
A lot of these are kind of...
But what about nowadays? Everything is online. So, I don't know. Maybe if you take that with the windows covered in foil...
Right. I mean, you
and
can't
the
just,
excessive trash and all of the
you
traffic...
You can't just pick one of any of those.
You can't
it's got to be
okay,
a lot of them.
This kid has no newspaper delivered, very little mail, and he goes outside to smoke all the time. Because
yeah.
that's me. Right. I hardly get any fucking mail here. I have a lot of furniture. I take out like one little plastic grocery bag of trash a week, if that, and that's mostly from this little fucking whore taking dumps
in
all
Rockstar
fucking,
cans.
And Rockstar cans and shit. But it's, yeah, you can't. I would love to see somebody come up and be like, you're cooking meth. It's like, actually, no, I'm kicking your ass. But yeah. thanks for... So then it says, the presence of the following items could also indicate the existence of a meth lab. Now, if you want to cook meth, get out your piece of paper and pen, because this is what you're going to need. Ready?
We're just
going to blow through these.
All right,
ready?
Let's go.
Alcohol, ether, benzene, toluene, or paint thinner, freon, acetone, chloroform... Huh? You
nice.
Know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I already got that part covered.
Check.
Got that
camp
one.
Stove fuel, starting fluid, anhydrous ammonia, heat. We pack in the heat?
We pack in the heat.
Fucking holler. white gasoline, you racist prick. Phenyl 2 propane, phenyl acetone, phenyl propylene.
Really?
fuck you, don't. You
just skip it.
You do not ever get to make fun of me for mispronouncing
Was that
this
making
shit.
Fun of you? I said really?
Don't say really.
I'll say really as many times as I want.
Apologize.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Phenylpropanolamine. Phenylpropanolamine. Whatever. Iodine crystals,
that.
Red... you know, that shit.
Yeah.
I right. got some
that,
in back.
That, yeah, whatever.
Iodine crystals, red phosphorus, black iodine. Okay, I take back the racist comment. Lye, Drano, muriatic or hydrochloric acid, battery acid, sulfuric acid, Epsom salts, batteries, lithium, sodium metal, wooden matches, propane cylinders, hot plates, ephedrine, cold tablets, bronchial dilators, energy boosters, rock salt, and... diet aids.
That's a lot of shit.
Hey, meth is
a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug.
If you suspect a meth lab in your neighborhood, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and or South Dakota, call the Crank Hotline at 1-888-664-4673.
The Crank Hotline?
I know. I love That's, that. I'm not even making that up. Call. Hey, do you need meth? Call the Crank Hotline.
Yeah,
1-888-664-4673. Hey, do you need some meth? Call the Crank Hotline, 406-204-4687. Crank Hotline.
Yeah.
No, that's not the Crank
no,
Hotline.
It's not.
Okay, thank you very much for that, 26. Very in-depth look at how to cook meth or what to watch out for. Shazam says, Crank Hotline isn't for when you're just moody, like when you're cranky.
Right.
I'll give you a ding.
I got it.
All right. Well, what's the time here? It's time to get ill?
It's... Yeah, 1:21 we are at. An hour and 21 minutes.
Okay, well, do we want to...
I mean, we can...
I want to do some Fuck My Life.
Right, and...
I want to... All right, well,
we have
we'll...
so many good... I have three amazing stories.
We're not going to do confessions tonight. We'll do some Fuck All My right. Life, we'll do news, and we'll do some clues, and we'll get the fuck out. Right. Sound good? Okay. Good. Ready? Break. Today, my grandmother, who has Alzheimer's and can't usually remember my name...
Isn't... What? Didn't you just say she has Alzheimer's? Doesn't that mean, obviously,
right.
she wouldn't remember your name?
Right. Well, sometimes. It depends. If you have Alzheimer's, maybe you'll remember some things, but not others.
Oh,
she has
true,
Alzheimer's
yeah.
and can't usually remember my name.
You know what? I love it when you say old-timers,
old-timers?
To someone, and it just fucking pisses them off. Like,
oh, man. My grandma's dying of old-timers. Absolutely. <Yes. laughs> she can't usually remember my name. She had a sudden moment of clarity and asked me why I'm still not married yet. Fuck my life. That sucks. When you're fucking dying grandmother with Alzheimer's that can't even remember your name just happens to remember that, hey, why aren't you married yet,
yeah.
weirdo?
She remembers that you're a lonely fuck
oh,
and you
what?
Don't have a wife.
Oh, what's this, grandma? Is this your fucking respirator? That's right. Yeah. That's right, bitch. Today, I went into my office and told my boss that I hated my job and was quitting on the spot.
Shit.
7-Up spot on it. I tried to leave quickly, but I slipped and fell on the marble floor right in front of everybody during my exit. Fuck my life.
Fuck.
That sucks.
That's
you just,
bad.
You tell them off,
yeah.
hey, you know what? You can't fire me because I quit. Whoosh!
Everything he just
right
said got
of,
negated.
Right in front of
yeah.
You know what? I'll take my job
and
back.
And then the whole place is laughing at you.
Oh, yeah, for yeah. sure.
Definitely.
Done. Today, on my 18th birthday, my mom told me the man I thought was my father for 18 years was actually not my father. And on top of that, my real father was in prison for blank.
Life.
Okay, but what crime?
Oh, for...
What would give you life?
Fuck murder?
Murder.
Really?
Absolutely. For murder, damn. Fuck my life and fuck his while you're at it.
Yeah, for sure.
Today I was in bed next to the boy I loved. He had just came and passed out immediately afterwards. Fuck my... No, I'm kidding. I reached over to look at my phone, but grabbed his instead and saw...
No.
And saw...
No.
And saw a text message from his ex-girlfriend.
No.
Red.
No.
I love you,
oh,
too.
No!
Fuck
no!
My life. Fuck it. That's brilliant.
Oh, man. That was a brutal one.
Today, I posted on a forum asking if I could be a moderator. Okay.
All right.
Instead, I got banned. Fuck my life.
Really?
Fuck my life.
That one gets,
hey,
just
Matt,
wants to get deleted.
Hey, Matt, can I be moderator in your thejamhole.com/live video? Fucking banned for life. What a dick.
Seriously.
Today I broke and shoveled the ice covering my entire driveway and salted it. Oh, fuck that.
Fun.
Shit. I did that on the roof and...
Oh, fuck my life, yeah.
Okay? The size is roughly 8 cars worth. Took me 2 hours to do so. Completely forgot that it was supposed to...
I'll just give you a minute.
Fuck my life. Today I was discussing my fit. No, today I completely forgot that it was supposed to rain later today. Fuck my life. Today I was discussing my family heritage with my girlfriend's parents. Probably not a good idea.
You can just end it with fuck my life right there.
Right there, right now. The minute I told them I came from a German background, her little brother, who is age 7, yelled out and pointed at me. Hitler!
Jew killer!
Fuck my life.
Oh, that's bad.
A few more here. Today I went to a birthday party at my girlfriend's house. When her little brother was about to blow out the candles, I slipped my hand into her sister's back pocket and squeezed her ass, thinking it was my girlfriend. I mean, they're twins.
Fuck.
She freaked out, and now her family thinks I'm a pervert. Fuck my life.
It was an accident.
Can I get a fuck my life?
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life. Today I woke up at 5:15, snowblowed and salted the driveway for over an hour, left early and drove an hour on shitty roads just to get to work on time, only to be laid off. I'll fuck my life.
God.
That sucks.
That is bad.
Like, man, the one day I actually tried to get to work on... Oh, by the way, remember that job you just showed up for? Yeah, you don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck your life.
Yeah.
Today, my cheater of an ex-boyfriend sent me one of his many messages proclaiming his newfound love for me, and in the middle of it, asked me how my period was going. Fuck my life. I love you. Honey,
hey.
I am so sorry. I've changed. I love you. So- hey, how's your period?
Hey, by the way.
Hey, how's that blood coming out of your twat doing?
How's that doing for you?
Is it all right?
Are you doing
good?
Okay?
You need
got
tampons?
Yeah.
Because my girl, I mean, my mom has some if you need me to bring some over. You ever have sex with a girl while she was on her period?
Once?
How was it?
It was weird.
Awesome? Oh.
I wouldn't say awesome.
Really? I would say
it's very
awesome.
Lubricated.
I very awesome. until it starts to, like, dry up, and then it's, like, fucking a piece of sandpaper.
I didn't have that.
Oh, okay.
That would...
You're not doing it right.
I guess. I'm glad I'm not doing it right.
See, Iron Lung says this is true. See, I know.
I don't know if he was talking about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck my life. Today, I gathered the courage to participate in a class discussion. I've never said anything in class up until today. I've wanted to. I have so many good things to say. I want to throw in my 2 cents. Today's the day. I gathered up my courage, put it in my pocket. Gathered up my friend's courage, put that in my pocket, just in case.
Just in case.
My professor laughed at me. Fuck my life. It's like, did you just try and say something?
Yeah.
Because you're an idiot. Yeah, well, you're the teacher. Today I woke up and I'm still in the Marine Corps. Fuck my life. And the last one today. Today I went to buy some ibuprofen and got asked for ID. I have a headache this big.
Yeah. I have a headache three times bigger than my head.
You have to be over 16 to buy it. I'm 25. Fuck my life. I got carded last night. Mm-hmm. I got there a little early and nothing had started yet. So I'm texting Adam. I'm like, you know, where are you? Where is everybody? I'm here at the whore board. And he's like, oh, I'm here. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't see him. So I walk back into the casino and he was sitting there and I sit down. And the fucking lady comes over. She's like, can I see your ID, hun? Really?
Just walked up to you because you were in there?
And I didn't have it. So I fucking, I had to go out to the, I mean, I had it in the in my backpack where my wallet always lives. And to get it, I brought it back. It's annoying.
So
like,
dumb.
You only have to be 18 to get, like, do I seriously look?
Yeah.
18? Like, really?
You at least look
18.
Because
that's kind of cool then. I mean, I'm saying, you know, if I pass for that, I guess.
Oh, well, that's weird. I mean, I don't know. I guess some people's way of perceiving age is just weird and twisted, I think.
Yeah. Or maybe they're just being careful.
True.
Because around here,
their ass.
I don't know if they do it everywhere, but in gas stations and stuff,
right.
The police
have
kids go in to see if they can buy if they're sting operation.
Right.
If they do, I think they get like two chances. The first time, it's a warning, and then the second time is like big time fines, like thousands of dollars, I think. And
then the person,
it goes in this list, and the person has to pay a fine, and the business has to. So now,
and
I
then
think,
you might lose your job.
But I didn't know they did that at casinos. I don't know.
I know all gas stations pretty much have to ID, like, no matter how old the person appears.
Right.
Probably from that, the sting thing, so that way they can't just judge wrong and get it wrong as long as they ID everyone.
Well, yeah, and that's when, like, I was saying a long time ago, I used to work at the liquor store, and I would just card, unless I knew them, I would card everybody.
Well,
just to make sure. Yeah,
yeah,
because, and I never got fucked.
And
by
if you're 21,
ever.
It's not a problem.
Well, yeah, and granted, it was nice because, like, the cougars that would go in there, they think you're flirting with them, and it's like, no, I'm really not. Okay, well, you I am, but you definitely not.
No,
and,
I have not.
But, like, the guys, they would just, a lot of them would understand because, granted, we live in Kalispell, and most people have jobs like that. But, you know, every now and then you just get that one asshole that's like, no, don't you remember me? Yeah. It's like, no, I'm sorry. I serve about 100 people every day that look just like you. I don't.
It's
I
my
really
job
didn't.
To ID everyone. I'm sorry.
So get fucked or go somewhere else. I don't really give a shit. It's not like I'm making any extra fucking money. All right. So
26 really wants me to talk about Lamb and Lynx.
Who is Lynx and Lamb? Lynx, like the Linux text web browser? Lynx?
No, I don't know.
Have you ever used that?
No.
Oh, it's pretty sweet. So please.
I mean, it's pretty quick because there really isn't all that much to it.
Okay, so
I only met him once.
Who are Lynx and Lamb, first
of
all?
Well, they are the daughters of this white supremacist family that moved here. I don't know when or whatever. But basically, they go to school. They go to the high school, the Flathead High School. And I met them one time. I was hanging out with...
So who are they?
I don't know.
Where would our fans know them from?
I've... don't know. I 26 is like
Prussian blue.
Website.
Jesus Christ, Braden.
Well, I don't fucking know. I don't know that much about it. I just met him once.
Okay, so there's this group called Prussian Blue. I think Distorted View played them a long time ago. There are these girls and they sing songs about Nazis and how they hate everything. They're like neo-Nazis, basically. They hate blacks. They hate fucking Mexicans. Everything. Except, you know, they're like little Hitler children.
Right.
There are these two girls, and they sing songs about Nazi stuff. So,
although I find that weird, it almost makes me think maybe these are two girls are the daughters of different white supremacist family than them, because I've heard from multiple people that go to school with them and know them that they aren't even like that. Like, that's just their parents that are like that, and then they're dragged into it because they're their daughters, so automatically everyone assumes that they were brainwashed into it, which is likely.
That might.
You
know. So they did all this stuff, and there was news stories about them a long time ago. So they moved here to Montana, more specifically to Whitefish, Montana, which is where the big mountain is, a.k.a. the Whitefish Ski Resort, wherever the fuck those faggots renamed it. Shazam says they did documentaries. I've heard their mom, 26 says, I've heard their mom brainwashes them. There was a documentary about it. Okay. So they're fucking, they're Nazis, basically, musicians. Like, they sing, I don't know, I've never really even heard their songs
heard
except for what was played on Distorted View a long time ago. But yeah, so somebody said they live here in Montana, and we looked it up, and they live in Whitefish. Apparently they go skiing or snowboarding on the same hill we do. So I'm talking to Braden about this, and their names come up, Lynx and Lamb, and Braden says,
I know them.
Holy shit,
I've fucking met them.
So...
I mean, it's a pretty boring story, honestly. I was just
I just think that's interesting that these girls that were featured on Distorted View and are not
on
famous,
the news,
but are internet famous, about as much as we are. No, but
they're probably more famous, honestly.
Right? I was joking, but and you've actually met them, and you've boned down on one of them. I heard.
Well, that's to be disputed. No, I'm kidding. No, but like, I don't know. It was really awkward when I met them too, because like
you were with your black girlfriend and they just kept giving her the eye.
Actually, I was with Kevin of all people, the fucking kid that was drunk driving, and called me tripping on shrooms, freaking out and stuff.
Oh. Yeah. How was that?
I just, you know, I've been there. I've dealt with it with other people, and other people have dealt with it with me.
Really?
Yeah. I think when I think about it, everyone I know that, like, I've seen trip or tripped with or whatever has called me or called someone I know because they're having a bad trip.
So Johnny from Tucson says, you can register brands for branding cattle, and their uncle in California registered a swastika for branding on cows.
Wow.
By cows, do you mean black people, or do you mean, like, real cows?
Well, he said cattle the first time.
Oh, right.
But then again, we're all cattle.
We're all cattle. How now, brown cow? So that's crazy. So what I was thinking is we should find their phone number and call them up and see if we could talk to them on this show and be like, hey,
They have MySpace.
What's the deal with you hating niggers?
We should totally add them on MySpace.
Okay. Done and done.
Do it.
Do it.
Because I know they're on there.
Yeah, and I mean, they live here. I just thought it'd be kind of funny to, like, talk to them on the show and kind of find out, like, is this really you? Is it for show to get popularity, or is it your parents doing? Granted, because maybe your parents have all these ideas, but they can't sing. You guys are, I've only seen a picture of them once. I think they were kind of cute. I don't know. But you're a good symbol. You're blonde hair, blue-eyed, you're cute.
Right.
We're going to use our views and put them through you, and you're going to make music, and it's going to make all of us rich, and we're going to buy a Nazi farm or
something. Yeah, they're using them to sell their product because they're beautiful, and it's easier to sell a product that way.
And 26 says they can't sing either. Were they a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee? Is that where we first heard them on DV? I can't remember if he played it as like an intro or if it was a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. I don't know.
I never heard that episode.
Okay. So, continue.
Well, anyway, I was hanging out with my buddy Kevin one night, and, like, he was just talking to this one girl. I don't know her name, just some girl.
Lynx?
No.
Lamb?
A girl that wasn't one of them.
Right.
And he was like, hey, you want to go hang out with this chick? And I'm like, sure, whatever. He's like, cool. And then we get there, and he's like, oh, by the way, you've heard about Lamb and Lynx? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I guess they're with her. And I'm like, really? This is going to be weird. And
Johnny from Tucson says they won 20 Grammys. That's probably where you know them
20
from.
20 Grammys?
I think Johnny from Tucson's kind of full of little shit.
Yeah, no way they won a single Grammy.
Maybe, though. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I've never watched the Grammys. 26 says no, they didn't. He is full of shit.
I think that's probably right.
Yeah, I think you're probably, if not full of shit, you're about halfway full. Well, I'll say half empty because I'm a pessimist.
Right,
but, yeah. Right.
So anyway, we meet them at this gas...
Oh, he said, I was just kidding. Thank you.
We meet them at this gas station, like, right by the Apple Way. You know where Apple
Way
is?
Yeah,
that gas station. We met them right there.
Right.
And we get there, and we're like, "Hi, I'm Brayden. I know you guys already. You're pretty famous."
Really? Yeah. Were you like kind of starstruck? Were they just like,
no,
kiss
just,
my ring?
I was kind of fucking with them. I wasn't starstruck. I was like, "You're kind of famous or whatever for a bad thing, and I don't really give a fuck because
right.
Nazis. That's not really a fame thing I care about." And we just get there, and they're like, "So what are we gonna do?" And we're like,
"Oh, go lynch some niggers.
Yeah,
right, what do you want to do?
Fucking hang some niggers.
Man, I love you guys.
You're my best friend.
They're like, hey, only one problem. There's no black people here."
Yeah.
Like, and that kind of makes me think that maybe that's why they moved here, because
right.
those kind of views, they're not completely accepted, but they're more so accepted here than they would be anywhere
right,
else.
Right, because it's backwoods, a lot of rednecks.
Because it's
still
colder here,
way.
Black people don't like it when it's cold, that kind of thing.
And there's just, it's majority white people here too, so.
Right.
But yeah,
that's
anyway,
kind of crazy
yeah.
that
I wish that
something
night,
I'm just blown away that something I heard on Distorted View right. and they live here.
Yeah, and I met him.
And you met right. him. I didn't even know that at the time. Like yeah. that's pretty crazy in itself.
I wish that night
and,
like,
that's pretty crazy in its own Reich.
Got it.
I bet you, boy.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. If you guys have anything to say, call in 406-204-4687 or Skype the Jam Hall. One word, lowercase. Ready to do some fucking news?
Let's do some fucking news.
Was there anything else to that story? So did you end up tapping that ass? Did
no,
it have,
I
like,
mean,
the tramp stamp on her back? But
just
it's like
swastika.
A little picture of Hitler's face, like
just
this,
just like
being
that.
Like, hey, holla at your
holla.
Boy. Holla.
No, it really, like, from the gas, we met him at the gas station, then we went to Kevin's house, and as soon as we got there, we're there for, like, 2 minutes. And then, like, the girl, whatever her name is, not Lamb and Lynx, got a phone call, and they had to leave. So it was, like, it was completely,
really?
It could have been a super fucking awesome, interesting night.
Like, oh, to the Hitler mobile.
Yeah.
That's awful.
But yeah, it was, no.
And you never seen him since?
No, I haven't.
Does your friend have their phone number?
Because
I would really sincerely like to call him, because I'm interested to see, are these your ideologies, or is it your parents pushing them on you?
Right.
Or
I'm curious
are
also.
You doing it just for popularity? Or
yeah.
for...
Or just ask why.
Yeah, I'm just,
I mean,
just
like,
for
yeah.
my own curiosity,
right.
you know? Johnny from Tucson says, were they filling up their gas cans for a cross burning? Did you guys burn crosses that
no,
night?
No, we didn't.
Because I know where there's
they
a
did
big...
get gas while they were there?
Was it going into little gas cans with little Nazi swastikas
possibly.
On them?
Possibly. There was a Nazi swastika, like a swastika on the gas cap of the vehicle.
Right.
I believe.
Awesome.
No.
God, dude. Because I know where there's a pretty good-sized cross, and I would love to see that
actually,
fucker burn.
Just now remembered, like, I remember sitting in the car, and they were going to get gas, and the girl was driving. I'm just going to, for some reason, Ashley comes to mind, so I'll just call her Ashley. And she was like, okay, neither of you know how to fill up gas in the car, and she was showing
hey,
him how to put gas
stars.
In a fucking car.
We're stars. We actually pay, well, we don't pay them because they're our slaves,
right.
but we have people that do this.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but they definitely weren't.
Oh, Iron Lung says, get them on the show. Like, here in the studio?
That might be kind of scary.
For them. All right, well.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Obviously, right. they weren't doing too many cross burnings because they didn't even couldn't even pump gas to a fucking car. So.
Right. How are you going to figure out how to, like, light?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we have people that do that also.
Right.
All right. You ready to do some news here? Episode 147?
Let's do it.
Call it in the air, please.
Heads.
It is absolutely not heads. It is tails. Again.
Again.
You're on a losing streak.
You know, but if I call tails, it's totally going to be heads is the problem.
What if I'm just lying to you this whole time because
well,
I want to read first?
You could. I guess that's fine.
I guess it doesn't matter.
No, not really. I mean,
because it's the jam hole with Matt and Brayden, not with Brayden and Matt.
Oh, okay.
Right.
No,
because if this was your show, we'd still be doing it at the well, we'd be doing it at your house with your little fucking one computer mic and your one fucking webcam.
Yes, we would be.
Right. Because I actually care about this show and our listeners. You, I don't know. Do you care?
I might a little.
Okay.
Maybe.
This one is called L.A. Man Upset Over Job Kills Wife, comma.
Oh, hey, whoa, hold on. Guess who?
Five kids, comma.
Really?
Himself.
Huh. Well, guess who just joined the chat? Yeah. Little person
Navy
we were
stud?
Talking about earlier. No.
Oh. What?
Really?
I'm.
Come on.
Where?
Who do you think? Look at the fucking chat participants and look at
the
name.
Oh, the red May. Hi!
Hey, who do you think that is?
Nice. It's May, all the way from Argentina. Welcome. That's awesome. This comes from L.A. You lose your job.
Okay.
You live in L.A.
Right. It's a harsh place.
Five kids, wife, you. Honey, I just lost my job. What do you do?
You sell the kids.
Fucking A, Bubba.
I mean, what else do you do? That's the only thing you got to... Well, that's not... Okay, well, you're kidding. That's not really a value either.
Now, not only are we getting gouged at the pump, but now your wife is getting gouged, your five kids are getting gouged, yeah. And you just gouged yourself. That's horrid.
Well, your wife got gouged five times from the kid, having the kids.
A man who fatally shot his wife, five young children, and himself Tuesday had earlier faxed a note to a TV station claiming the couple had just been fired from their hospital jobs and together... plan the killings as a final escape for the whole family.
Wow, so it was like murder, 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 suicide.
Murder, death, kill. Murder, death, kill. John Spartan. That's crazy. Like, hospital jobs, too. Those you would think are jobs that will still be there because we haven't yet...
Well, people always
people
need to be
always,
fixed.
Right,
people
exactly.
are always going to be unhealthy and have
we
problems.
Haven't gotten to the point where robots... Like, robots right. can manufacture cars for the most part on their own now.
We don't have, you know, robot doctors or anything.
Exactly, and we probably won't for quite some time.
Yeah, I bet you we won't ever fully have robot doctors. There will always be that human there, but I bet they'll integrate more robotics.
Well, yeah, you'll eventually... It'll right. get to that point.
Like using nanobots, like injecting nanobots.
Well,
to...
yeah, I'm just saying the whole humans make human error. If you have robots doing that, there is no more human error except what was put into the program.
Right, programming errors.
Exactly. But, I mean, yeah, like you're in the middle of fucking a triple bypass heart surgery and Windows is like, we are sorry for the inconvenience.
Blue screen, no, it's a blue
this
screen
window
of death.
Will now close.
That's what you fucking get.
The robot's just like they, in a loop, just constantly fucking doing this shit. That'd be so crazy. Quote.
Wait, hold on. 26 just said, all right, Braden, this is what's going to happen.
Oh, please. What's going
to
happen?
I'll burn you a CD of racist music and send it to the Jam Hole P.O. box.
Okay.
Then.
Hmm?
You will use it to impress the Nazi twins, have sex with one of them, and talk about it on the show. That is
nice.
Your mission.
Do you choose to accept this mission?
Mission accepted.
Do you want to play it on the practice level first?
The practice level? What's the practice level?
So you can learn the controls
right, okay,
and shit, so you don't get slaughtered while it's on easy mode. Before you go into multiplayer, if you want to.
You know, I'm a pretty avid, you know.
Gamer?
Yeah, so I'll just go straight up to the hard difficulty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, quote, why leave the children to a stranger? Irvin Lupo wrote, according to KABC TV. Why have five of them? Like, one wasn't enough. That one came out perfect. Like, all right, let's have another one. But then, like, three more after that? I don't understand that. That should be a crime right there. In fact... Jam Hole Law, having more than two kids is a crime. I sentence you to death.
Isn't that a crime?
Oh, look! He killed himself and the kids and his wife. Sentence carried out.
That's like... that
next.
Is, you're only allowed to have like two kids in Japan,
that
I
just
think,
made me
something.
Feel like
that'd
a judge, kind of. I just sentenced him to death, and look, here he is. He
and
killed
then here's
himself.
Your gavel right there.
I know.
All right.
It's amazing.
Cool.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. The station called police after receiving the facts, and a police dispatch center also received a call from a man who stated, quote, I just returned home, and my whole family's been shot. Shot through the heart!
And you're too late!
You just lost your job! That's awesome, dude. Could you imagine you just come home from a long day at work, you're pissed, you're ready to just blow your fucking brains
seriously,
out, you fucking open the door, waiting to fucking have dinner, and it's just bloody
fucking slaughterhouse.
Like, huh.
Looks like I got here too late.
Problem solved. Sweet. So much for telling her I've been cheating on her. Man, would that just be like a weight off your shoulders?
I don't know. It depends. Maybe he wanted to be that guy, you know?
The guy to kill him?
Yeah.
It's like, man, I wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I fucking hate these
All
people.
Those times I told those goddamn kids that I brought him in this world and I'd take him out, and now I'm a liar.
Yep.
Now look what you made me the liar.
And I promised.
I promised.
promise.
I swore on my parents' grave.
I have never broken a promise in my life, no. And now look what you did. Look what you fucking did.
Well, no, if you killed the person that killed them, it all
kind of be
like...
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Look right. what you did. Now I have to go kill you.
Right. See, you should have just let
and
me
I
do it.
And I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah. I got time. I just lost my job.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Got plenty of time.
But that's crazy. And you know what? I am not going to be surprised one bit if we start to see more of this kind of shit. You know, these people had kids when life was good. We had investments and all this money and all these great jobs and stuff. So yeah, let's have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fucking kids because we're good. Then one day, oh, that job you were so good and secure in is suddenly gone. Mm-hmm. Now what do you do? I like your choice. Sell the kids.
Right, sell them.
That would be choice one. But then, you know, after that, nobody wants them because they're... Oh, let's say the black market, not to be racist, but let's say the black market...
Well, that's just what it's called. It's not
right.
called the
I'm
white
not being,
market.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's not like I said the nigger market.
Right.
I mean,
it's black, called... It's fucking
right,
black market.
Absolutely. Right. Okay, so let's say the black market is completely flooded with children.
Right.
Hey.
Which I'm sure...
You're like, well, I have these... Well, hey, join the club. Everyone's trying to sell their kids.
Right.
So, okay, well... I'll
yeah,
take
you know,
a lower price
when
for them.
Demand goes down, price goes down.
Exactly.
So.
Supply and demand.
Yep.
That's all it is. But that, like I was saying, I will not be surprised when this starts happening more because people are losing
yeah.
their jobs. Boeing today just cut like over 10,000 jobs or something
yeah.
because the economy is fucked, so people aren't flying as much, which means airline companies aren't purchasing new planes,
uh-huh.
which means the company that's creating the planes, manufacturing the planes, isn't selling as many.
And on
which
top of
means
that,
they're not making as many, mm-hmm. which means the people that make the planes don't have jobs.
And on top of that, all that shit that they have to pay for is costing even more money.
Right.
So not only are they making less, but everything costs more.
And the fuel to fly the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all
for
that
sure.
shit. It's
yeah.
it's ridiculous. And it's gonna get worse, you guys. I think we're lucky because I am really interested to see all of this shit go down. And I think we're really lucky that we are as old as we are at this time in humanity's timeline, if you will, that we're going to be alive to see this just all go
yeah.
to shit. And it's going to be amazing. It is. Oh, it's going to be epic, dude. Fucking, it is going to be the single most epic fail in
it's
history.
Probably, yeah,
in
it's going to be the biggest fail in
already.
History.
This is rivaling the Depression of the 20s.
It's getting
already.
There. Yeah,
it's we're
already
there, and we're not even through half of it yet. It is going to get so fucking
bad. Yeah, it's just
bad.
Getting started, and it's almost
oh,
as
it's,
bad as
I
that.
Can't fucking wait. I can't wait. Officers rushed to the home in Wilmington, a small community between the ports of L.A. and Long Beach. LBC! It's the D-O-double-G. Why the D-O-double-G? Sorry. About 8:30 a.m., apparently within minutes of the killings, officers could still smell the gunshot residue and the defeat in the air. What's up?
26 says, I pay close attention to the economy. We aren't even halfway through the worst of it.
No,
we'll
not
probably,
even.
We'll probably start recovering halfway through 2010.
If that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's
going to
be a while.
It's
going to
get so fucking bad.
Yeah,
it's
going to
get amazing,
I bet
guys.
It's going to keep getting worse and worse
and like
worse.
I said, if it gets really bad where you guys are, come on up here to Montana, man. We got plenty of fucking room. We'll all throw down and buy this fucking earth house that I've been seeing for fucking sale out by my mom's house.
Really?
We'll just fucking live in that thing, dude.
Yeah,
we'll build a little bomb shelter. We'll have the studio. We'll
right.
fucking, we'll turn the jam hole into a fucking panel show. We'll have a panel of guests and we'll just keep it going. We'll have fucking 26 on the fucking exercise bike giving us power and shit, powering the internet. That'd be awesome.
Good little box.
I know, you could lose a few pounds, huh?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Although the facts asserted that Anna Lupo planning the killings of the whole family, Police Lieutenant John Ramiro said Lupo was the suspect. A revolver was found next to his body. Well, what are you going to do? He's the suspect. You're going to arrest him?
Yeah.
Like, he's dead.
What do you mean?
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Anna Lupo's body was found in a downstairs bedroom with the bodies of the couple's twin 2-year-old boys. The bodies of an 8-year-old girl, twin 5-year-old girls, were found alongside Lupo's in an upstairs bedroom.
I bet they hate that when the person that they need to arrest, like, kills themselves, because they're like, fuck, who are we going to blame this on?
Exactly.
This guy is already dead.
Viola Chick said, that sounded so much like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Yeah, that was the joke.
Yeah, that was the whole idea.
Thank you. At 26's expense. We love you. 26 says, I listened to the jam hole while working out, so suck it. Or, so there you go.
Oh.
Should have said, so suck it.
Yeah, or fuck you or something. Come on. Where's that attitude I love?
I know. It was the 5th mass death of a Southern California family by murder or suicide in a year. So this has already been happening. I'm sorry. I was not aware.
Crazy.
It's going to keep happening, you guys. And that's fine. We need to thin out this population. The only way we as a civilization, as humanity, as human beings, is going to survive this is if we trim down on our resource consumption. Mm-hmm. And the only way we can do that is by trimming down on how many fucking people there are. 26 says, lick my wet balls. Why are your balls wet?
Okay, that's from your previous person licking.
That's your vagina, bud.
Oh, right. That's not your balls.
And that's why it's wet. Right. Police urge those facing tough economic times to get help rather than resort to violence. Really? Yeah. No, because really? I was just going to go blow people's brains out. You mean I can actually get help?
Like, hey, who's going to help me?
I need a hand up, not a hand out.
Oh, okay. Right.
I don't want your charity.
No.
I just need a little help.
Just give me some help. Don't just fucking give me
just
a free
give me
ride.
Your old stale food.
Yeah.
Quote, today our worst fear was realized. Far from it, my friend. It's just not a solution. There's just so many ways you find alternatives to doing something so horrific and drastic as this. Shut the fuck up! This is actually a pretty great fucking solution, Deputy Chief Kenneth Garner, you fuck. Don't fucking... No, what you need to do is start handing out, you need to go through the census, and any family that has more than 2 kids, you go there, and you hand them cyanide tablets, and you say, hey, when you get laid off, because you fucking will, it's gonna happen.
And you can't afford to take care of those 8 kids.
You take this, you take these, yeah. And you fucking, you
just
take
be like,
one.
Hey, you're gonna need this someday, trust
That's
me.
That's right.
You'll know when to use it.
You went ahead and over, you're a human being just like the rest of us, and you had to have more. One wasn't enough. I need 2 kids. That's not enough. I need 3. I need 4, 5, 6, 7 kids. Never enough. Just like the sweatshop song says, it's never enough. So now you fucking deal with it. You deal with the fucking consequences of not being able to support your little fucking tribe. You either go out there and you put them to work, or you fucking kill them and yourself, because that's all.
Yeah, well, if you're going to kill
them... There's too many fucking people. There's too many.
Well, and if you're going to kill them, you have to kill yourself.
So. I'm sorry, but there's way too fucking many. And if it comes down to it, I will volunteer. Because I'm good. I'm really... After reading all these books, I'm really interested to see what's next. So I'll be the first to fucking go. But we got a show to do, so I'm just saying.
Right.
You'll be the second. You'll be the first to go. I'll be the second.
Well, no, I mean, if you're going to go out there doing these people's parts and killing these people, you're going to have to get that done real quick, and then we're going to have to haul ass back here.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the show done.
And we'll do that. That's fine. Lupo removed 3 of the children from school about a week and a half ago, saying the family was moving to Kansas, the school principal told KCAL TV. Crescent Heights Elementary School Principal Cherise Pounders Cave. Your middle name's Pounders? Like 20 pounders or like 100 pounders? She said nothing seemed to be troubling Lupo at that time. She did not ask why the family was moving. And if she would have, I would have been like, none of your fucking business, bitch! Christ. Get your fucking nose out of my shit. Lupo wrote that they filed, KABC reported that the man claimed in the facts that a medical center administrator rebuffed them.
Rebuffed?
I'm not even going to touch that. When they showed up to work, told them to file a union grievance and said, you should have blown your brains out.
Wow.
Oops. Hey,
you can't say that.
Hey, hospital medical center administrator.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's an axe.
Oops.
Slipped.
That's kind of funny that's exactly what he went and did.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I never fucking, that is a great idea.
No, you know what it was? He's like, you know what? I've been thinking about that for a long time. Finally, someone thinks I should.
Finally,
so I'm
a
gonna.
Little fucking motivation.
Finally, some support.
I know, that's all I needed.
I just need
tech
support.
That's all? Oh, man. That, oh, that is funny. I can't. Hey,
that's
irony, should have blown. Hey, Braden, you should have blown your brains out. Step into my office because you're fucking fired.
All right, well, all right, I'm gonna go.
You should have blown your
that.
Brains out and your little fucking tribe of twin freak babies.
Your Down syndrome babies.
Lupo wrote that they filed a grievance, but nothing was done. And 2 days later. Step into my office because they were fucking fired. Quote, they did nothing to the manager who started such and did not attempt to assist us in the matter. Knowing we have no job and 5 children under 8 years old with no place to go. So here we are, the note said. You should have fucking thought about that before you kept popping out babies like a fucking bag of popcorn. Jesus Christ. Hey, honey, I know we have jobs now. But what happens if we don't? Hey, don't even talk like that. Because that is never going to happen, honey.
No, okay.
Oops! Didn't see that coming, did we?
You
good.
Fucking should have.
That's good, though. They followed proper protocol. You can't take care of your shit. You get rid of your shit.
Yeah.
That's all.
If you can't, you know, can't take care
that's
of it.
That's what you have
what
to do. You do what you got to do just to get your pot of stew. And once you got a modest pot.
Got to lock the view.
Got to lock your view. I love that song. At the bottom of the note, Lupo wrote, quote, oh Lord, my God, there is there no hope for a widow's son. I thought it said a Windows son. Like XP or...
Yeah.
Right. The Kaiser Permanente statement made no comment on the claims in Lupo's facts. Of course not. What are you going to say? Oops. Sorry. Our administrator's a fucking douche. Like, what can you say to that? You going
to
fire him too?
No,
we'd fire
to.
Him, but he might kill himself.
Right.
He might actually come back in here and kill us.
Because he's about ready to blow his brains out, too.
And I still have my job, so I'm good. Like, I'm all right still. The two-story home, much larger than its one-story neighbor, sits in front of a railroad track in Wilmington, a small community about 18 miles south of downtown. A children's playset stood in the backyard. Retired truck driver Jamie Solanche, who lives a few doors down, said many of these newer, larger homes in the neighborhood had gone into foreclosure. See? It's happening. It's going to be one after another. That's happening around here.
Oh, yeah.
You notice in these new subdivisions, a lot of these houses are unfinished, and it's not because of the weather. It's
because they stopped.
Oops, we ran out of money.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have charged so fucking much. You shouldn't have built one on top of another where this nice, awesome, empty field was. Like, I know
you
we're
just
running
keep
out
that
of
field there.
Well, yeah, I know we're running out of room to fucking stick people, but come on, you do something else. News of the killing sent shivers through the community, and several neighbors came to the yellow police tape to watch a steady procession of officials enter and leave the home. Yeah, they all came there because they're like, "What murder? I want to see."
Of course.
We hated them anyway. What's that? Made you look.
26.
Quote, this right area here
right
is
here.
Quiet, calm, said Armando Chacon, who lives one block north. People like to sit out at weekends and barbecue. Other than this, no problems at all.
All right.
Go ahead.
Is that it?
Go ahead.
No.
What's it say?
Not even going to read it now. You can go ahead and read it if you want.
26 says, relating to the fuck my life thing, where a kid was told his dad was in prison for murder. That was a fun one. This man my mom knows told his stepchild that the stepchild's dad died in a hunting accident. The kid is now 4... Oh, that's not funny. Sorry.
Right.
The kid is now 14. I'm so jaded. The kid is now 14 and has never been told his dad actually killed himself.
This is
hey,
a
Braden,
fuck my life waiting to happen.
I don't know if you know this or not, but your dad didn't actually die
really?
Saving lives in the army.
What?
He actually killed himself. I'm sorry. And Santa's not real either.
That's it.
Neither is the Tooth Fairy.
Blowing my brains out.
Okay, hold on.
I'll be right back.
Oh, fuck. All right, and yeah, basically that is that story. They just go on. They're like, oh, they were the greatest fucking family
ever.
They
were such great kids.
We never saw
this
coming.
They didn't
deserve this. Blah, 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 blah. In June, 5 members of a Turkish-American family clad in black were found dead in an upscale home in San Clemente. Investigators said it was apparently a suicide pact, but the reason is a mystery.
Probably because the world is going to crash pretty soon.
Pretty fucking soon.
The economy.
Hey, Turkish American, like camels?
I don't know.
Turkish gold? I don't know. Make a cigarette joke. Never mind. And that is it for that story. So why don't you read one, we'll do some clues, and we'll get the fuck out.
All right. This one is called Drug Pipe Shatters Inside Uncomfortable Hiding Place.
Mm, like in your pocket?
Yeah, I guess that could be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know.
Or like when your wallet's in your back pocket.
Right.
That's kind of an uncomfortable.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
It's good in a good place, but it's like kind of awkward because it's right there and, you know. Deputies took a man to the emergency room Wednesday after a glass pipe commonly used for smoking drugs reportedly broke inside the suspect's rectum.
Rectum?
Damn near killed him!
Come on!
Okay. Shannon Schenk, 36, was pulled over around...
So, hold on. I'm sorry.
You got more?
You put a fucking... You got arrested because you're smoking crack. Is that why?
Did
it say yet?
It didn't say what kind.
Okay, so he just happened to have a drug
a
crack
pipe
with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. And...
Up the ass.
There it goes.
Wow.
It's a good place to put it, I guess.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's glass, dude. Not the most sturdiest
right.
of all fucking things. Not to mention, it's a crack pipe, which means it gets hot and cooled a lot of times, which deteriorates the strength of that structure, of
mm-hmm.
the lattice network of the molecules inside
right.
that structure.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked.
Wasn't there like...
Hey, this looks like something I'd like up my asshole.
I think he
cool.
needed to hide it, and that was...
Right, it was...
That was the best,
right.
closest, easiest place to hide it. You know, what do you got to do when you're in rough times? You know, you got to...
Hey, desperate times, desperate measures.
Yes.
Measures.
Measures, right. So Shannon Sheck, 36, was pulled over around 1 a.m. on Mariner Boulevard after a deputy said the tag light was out on Sheck's Ford pickup. The suspect was arrested after he handed... Wait, his name's Shannon?
I knew a dude named Shannon.
I knew a kid named Ashley. That would have
yeah.
sucked.
Yeah.
That would have been rough, I think. You probably got made fun of so much for that. The suspect was arrested after he handed the deputy a driver's license with the last three numbers erased and filled in with blue ink.
Nice.
Really, dude?
I've helped
you think
friends
that's
out.
Gonna work?
Well, not on, like, license plates, but on, like, the 20-day stickers.
No, this is, like, his license.
Right, I'm saying
yeah.
not, I've done, but I've, like,
oh, like
yeah,
the sticker.
Right.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
And then I helped forge his insurance cards for when he went to court.
Yeah, just go ahead and say that.
Wasn't my insurance card. I go, oh, fuck. It got off, though.
Really?
Yeah, he brought me his expired ones. We scanned it in, ran it into Photoshop, replaced a couple numbers, printed it back out. He went to court. No fines.
Wow.
I'm the man.
That is good.
I also make IDs. Email info at thegmail.com.
Make IDs.
No, totally kidding.
Don't. We could start up a business on the side, just printing out fake IDs. No, let's not do that.
No, let's...
But
let's,
seriously.
Let's not at all, but seriously, email info at thegmail.com. Okay, come on.
As the deputy escorted Sheck to his patrol car, he noticed the suspect was walking with his knees together, as if he was hiding something. His knees.
Like his brother's kid? His
no,
brother's
knees,
daughter?
Like the knees
oh, like
on his
head,
leg.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yeah,
knees and toes.
Yeah,
got
right.
it.
Those.
Check.
Together, as if he was hiding something in his groin, a report shows.
Oh,
as
so
if.
He right, like,
it was up, he's like,
you gotta walk weird,
because
yeah. you don't, right, okay.
You gotta,
wow.
you wanna make sure you don't damage
hey,
yourself or
hey,
the
hey,
item.
Hey, bro, how's your comfort level?
Hey, bro,
you're walking,
enjoy your asshole.
You're walking a little lopsided
yeah.
right now. You look very not
look
comfortable.
Look like you just had a rough night. What's
right. Like, yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah,
fuck, my
fuck.
Asshole hurts.
My ass is fucking
there's
drunk.
Like broken glass
like
coming out of it.
Yeah.
Weird. I feel like one guy, one cup.
Yeah, in his grind, the deputy did a more thorough search over Sheck's clothing and said he felt
Shrek?
Something.
Shrek?
Sheck.
Sheck. Was he big and
Sheck.
Green? Oh, okay.
God.
Did Sheck. He have a smart mouth donkey
is it
and
green?
A swashbuckling cat?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Shrek is totally clean now, I promise. Yeah, going over Sheck's clothing and said he felt something hard in the area of the suspect's groin, being his penis. No, in the suspect's buttocks, but Sheck wouldn't say what it was. You think?
Like it matters. We're yeah. just going to fucking do a fucking
We're
test
just gonna
anyway.
We're just going to rip it out anyway.
Yeah, we'll wait till you shit it out.
No, they'll do a cavity search.
26 says, broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the streets like they just don't care. Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria.
I love that shit.
En route to the jail, the deputy noticed that Sheck was...
Shrek?
Sheck.
Can we just call
I'm calling him Shrek.
Thank
fuck
you.
The notice
hey,
Shrek,
just for me.
Shrek was sweating profusely.
Shrek 2?
Shrek 3 even.
Oh, snap.
Was sweating profusely and appeared to be in a lot of discomfort, our report shows. About 6 miles west
really?
Of the jail. Yeah.
A lot? Like, because you look comfortable.
Yo, totally.
You're just, like cold chilling.
Yeah, like, your knees are all... You're kind of walking... What's up with that? Like,
hey, are you okay?
Are you...
Do you need my assistance?
My assistance?
Ah, yes. Oh. Chris says, poor guy.
Poor guy.
Poor guy, indeed.
Yeah. Well, he fucking stuck
hey,
the pipe
yeah,
up there.
It's not like you passed out and your friend was driving and
right.
you guys got pulled over and your friend's like, shit, I gotta stash this somewhere, and he looks over at you, you're sleeping, he's like, aha, up the ass. No, you did that to yourself.
So he pulled him over because his tag light was out? Is that the license plate light on your bumper that lights up
say
your
that
license?
Again, tag light?
Tag light.
It must be.
Yeah, because your tags are on your license plate.
Those
so.
Have to be.
Yeah, legally, they have to have a light, because at night, it's hard to see them, I guess.
Headlights?
Yeah, I know.
Much?
I don't get it.
That seems
a friend
very...
of mine got pulled over for that when he bought a new car that didn't have those. He totally had to go put them on, because he got pulled over.
That seems very nitpicky.
Yeah, that's weird.
Very, like, we... What that is, that's happened to me once a
that's
long
just
time
one more
ago.
Reason to pull someone over.
Well,
really.
That happened to me once when I was doing that shit a long time ago, and I guess they were watching the house and they knew what my car looked like, and I got pulled over for not having a front license plate or something. I had the back one, everything was legit, and I got pulled over and they pulled me out of the car and they searched the fucking car. That sounds like the same thing. Like they've been watching, they
right.
knew the car, they just need a bullshit reason to pull him over, and there it was.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't signal coming out of that turn. Like, just
you
dumb
yielded
shit
at
like
that stop sign.
Exactly.
You know, the stupid stuff. So about 6 miles west of the jail, there was a sound of glass banging on metal. So the deputy pulled over to check Shrek 3's asshole.
His big chunky
his fucking
ass.
Green ogre stinky ass. As the deputy removed...
That's awesome.
As the deputy removed Shrek from the car, he reportedly noticed an 8-inch long glass pipe protruding from Shrek's waistband that was covered in what looked like fecal matter and blood.
Hey, do you smell something?
Kind of smells like shit.
And blood and
yeah.
meth.
Ooh, meth. Ooh, meth.
Yeah, if you want to call in 406-204-GOT-P-4687, or you can Skype the jam hole if you're international.
The pipe was placed into evidence, and they continued on to the jail,
so,
where correction officers told the deputy to take Shrek to the hospital.
Shrek 3.
Right.
Right. So, he had it
Shrek
up...
the third.
Right. Shrek I.
Yeah. Shrek Jr.
Johnny from Tucson says, what an ass crack. I'll give you a ding for that. So, hold on though, real quick. He had it in his ass, and then he pulled it out and put it in his waist belt? Because
no,
I thought
I
you
know.
Said it broke while it was in his asshole.
Well, it says there was a sound of... It wasn't like... Assuming it was in his ass because he was walking weird. So the glass banging on metal. So he pulls over and he noticed it poking out of his pants. So maybe it wasn't... How long was this fucking thing?
Maybe part of it was in his asshole
yeah.
and the part that broke off was not.
Right, true. Yeah, maybe...
Okay, that
maybe
makes
Maybe he, like,
sense.
Pooped a little out when
26,
it broke.
26 says, this guy wasn't cracking jokes. Yeah, come on. Keep them coming. Man, our fans are almost funnier than we are.
Seriously.
Holy Christ.
But there's a lot more of them. It's only two of us.
Well, right.
So...
Right.
I
course.
Mean, this is multiple people.
Right.
So, as hospital staff performed x-rays to ensure nothing else was hidden in the suspect's rectum, Shrek was medically cleared and taken back to the jail on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia
hey.
And possession of fictitious identification.
I don't know where you're from, but where I'm from, x-rays don't involve a rubber glove, lube, and two fingers.
I'm surprised Shrek even has a driver's license.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know ogres could get driver's licenses.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for
so
that
is
story.
So, is that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Good shit.
Should we do some clues and then
we
call
can.
It a
what?
Night?
We are at 2 hours
oh,
and 11
goodness
minutes.
Gracious. Great balls of fire. Let's do some clues and get the fuck out of here. Basically, thejamhole.com/forums. Hey, I heard this on Yeah Dude, but it was kind of a good idea. Basically, they were saying, just to get a little head count, kind of an idea of how many listeners they had.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Had.
Yeah, on the forums?
Right.
Just sign up. Just to sign up so we can see that you're out there.
Go to thejamhole.com/forums. It's free. It just takes a minute. That's our community. That's our home base. And it's like our own MySpace/Facebook community. So when you sign up there, not only do you get to hang out with us and participate in all of our shit, but you can have your own personal page on there and you can interact with the other fans that are on there. But also, like I was saying, it would be kind of nice to get a little head count and see where our listeners are from. Like, I can look at the stats and the traffic and stuff like that, but it's nice to have
it's cool to see, like, them actually take the effort to sign up.
Yeah, exactly.
Set up
so
their profile. And
if you guys are listening to this, either live at thejamhole.com/live video, or you're listening to the podcast version of this, just audio, take a minute, go to thejamhole.com/forums and sign up. If for no other reason than to just say, we're doing roll call.
Just to be
another
number.
We're going down
the
list. Are you here? Here. Braden?
Here.
26? Frankie?
Here.
May? MDS? Chris Stoker? Alicia? Viola Chick? Paulo? Frankie? See? We're all here. That's all I want to do. Just quick little head count just to see about where we're at. Thejamhole.com/forums. And also, when you sign up, you can play Raging Clue with us. Basically, how this game goes, a little something of our own design, and our fans helped us out. You post a link to a picture, then you give us a clue that's a phrase or some words or whatever. And from that clue, we have to figure out what the picture is. Usually it's something completely fucked up and disgusting, but hey, that's our steez. That's how we roll.
There's a lot of clues tonight, so I think I'll just do 26s, and then on Friday we can do Frankie's.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot. We're already over 2 hours.
All right.
Whatever.
Let's do them.
Okay. Right. First clue. Thug life. Holla.
Thug life. Holla.
Yeah. Thug life.
It's going to be a picture
of... It's
got to
be some gangster-ass ghetto shit, that's for sure. you know what I mean?
Just some fucking thug
just
out.
Just someone G'd up from the feet.
Oh,
it's
going to be that G'd up granny, just fucking...
Yes!
Techno!
Yes. Thug life, huh?
Fucking holla, that's what it is. Motherfucking says... Oh,
what?
It's a picture of a booty with thug on one thigh and life on the other. And that is some cottage cheese.
That's some pretty large thighs.
And if that's one of our fans, I apologize, but damn, that's a fat ass. Holy Christ.
And not with a PH either.
Oh, no, not at all. With an F and about 290 calories per serving.
Right.
150 servings per container.
Per second.
Johnny from Tucson says, why do they call it thug life when so many thugs get killed? That's a good fucking question.
Yeah,
that is a paradox.
That is a little
bit. Hey, that's the price you pay for living the thug life and dying.
Per se.
Said thug life.
Right.
The living thug life and dying thug death.
it's you know, when you live the thug life, you live the thug death, too.
Exactly.
It's kind of a whole...
That's just
goes
how
all
it
the
goes.
Yep.
That's how it goes. Par for the course. What's the next clue?
Meet Ryan's wife. I am 100% sure this is a female. In parentheses.
The salt guy? Is this Ryan the salt guy?
Yeah, I think that's who he's talking
about. Right. Oh, man. What's the parentheses?
It says, I am 100% sure this is a female. So it's got to be some
It's going to be just
chick.
A dude-looking chick. And Johnny from Tucson says, the thug lifespan is 23 years.
Hmm.
Interesting factoid.
Wow. Yeah. Or either that, or it's like a tranny or something. It's got a little bit of both.
I'm pretty sure it is a chick or it used to be a chick.
Right. Because
those
both.
Are two totally different both. Animals. Yeah. That's like weed and meth. Like two totally different things.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kitty. Are we boring you?
This All show right. too long for you?
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Chris Stoker says it's RuPaul. Nice.
So are you ready to see this clue?
Yeah, it's going to be just a nasty-looking dude
chick. Yeah.
Survey dude fucking says, oh, it's a...
It's...
Oh, come on.
That almost looks like Mike. It looks a lot like Mike.
It does. Oh,
Even has blonde hair.
Just the facial
fat too.
And the shirt, like, that's
just some whatever shirt.
Well played, sir. And 26 says it is. It's a woman on the NLO forums.
Wow.
Oh,
well,
man.
I'll post this in the chat if you've heard Mike on the show and you want to know what he looks like.
God, that show fucking sucks. Hey, how'd that cruise go? Oh, right, it didn't.
Right.
Right.
All right, next clue.
Please.
Thug Life, Holla Black.
Holla Black. It's got to be the granny. I want to show me
I
the
know,
thug
it's gotta
granny.
Be some.
She wasn't black, though.
But it says Holla Black, so it's got to be a G this time.
Yeah, just fucking bandana, grill. Thug Life, fucking guns, yeah. Money, just fucking...
No, he's got Thug Life, like, have you ever seen the people that are getting tattoos on the inside of their lips?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, it's gonna be Thug on top of, on his upper lip, and Life on the bottom lip, all on the inside. Yeah, that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a tattoo of that.
Fucking Thug.
Fucking, ooh, what's up?
Hey, Diablo666 says, you look faggot, jam hole.
Faggot.
And then he got banned.
Oh. You gotta let him stay for a little while.
5 seconds. This is what happens. Hey, fuck around and get shot, son. That's how we roll.
You get shot around here.
If you come into our chat room and you're like, huh, why are there so many mods? Don't fuck around. There's a good reason for us having so many mods.
Yeah, you need that many when there's that many haters.
Yeah.
You need to have your team. This
remember,
is our team.
Hey, remember what Dre said to Eminem?
Right.
Handle the small shit.
Yeah.
I'm Dre. You guys are Eminem. Mm-hmm. Handle the small shit. That's how it goes.
This is just like Cat had going on, you know?
We're
our own star player, and we got our fucking
now
team bouncing shit off our ass
that's
daily.
That's it. Now you're banned for life. Now you are never allowed to listen to a live Jamhole show.
Ever.
And that is going to adversely, negatively affect your life.
You're missing out.
Your personal life is going down the shitter. You might as well just fucking kill yourself.
Who am I kidding? You don't have one.
Yeah.
You're
sorry.
Live
that's just how it goes, man.
Hating.
Don't be a hater. Hey, it's 2009. We're running out of time here. Yeah. You don't hate. Why do
we
you have
bigger problems to deal with? You don't need to be fucking around.
I know. Our economy is shit.
Y'all screw around too much.
You screw around too much, and that's what happens. Quit screwing around.
Quit screwing
screw around too much.
All right. Can we look
What's
at
What's the next clue, please?
What's this?
Oh, yes. It is all a couple of little gay faggot naked. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that is. Awful.
Why would you do that? Hey, how's your life?
Fucking awesome, it looks like. Jesus.
Is that one of the kids that got banned?
Yeah, that was
him dumb. And his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Nice. What's the next clue?
It up. Next clue is, these are Frankie's clues, by the way. Those were 26s.
All right.
The first one is, fireworks don't really taste good.
Oh, it's going to be a firework that just blew up in
some
dude's
mouth. Yeah, and it's all fucked.
Gotta be. Survey fucking says... Yeah. Oh,
oh God.
Hey, how's your life?
Hey.
Holy Christ.
You've seen better times. Where's that other eye you had?
Where did your face go?
Yeah.
That's fucking horrible. Jesus, dude.
God.
All right, what's the next clue?
Two-Face.
Two-Face.
It's got to be another one along those lines where one side of
half
face
of it is like,
is
yeah.
Like, yeah, just like Two-Face.
Survey motherfucking says... It's yes.
Nailed
it! Oh,
that is
fucking nose.
That is crazy.
That
looking.
Is disgusting.
Damn.
Hey, seatbelts.
Seatbelts. Yeah.
And a helmet, probably.
Fuck yeah, helmets.
Holy fuck.
That looks more like he needed a helmet than a seatbelt.
That's brutal. All right, what's next?
I like how the picture is called toothy.
A toothy raccoon.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That was a tooth. That's what happens when you're a toothy person.
Yeah, that will happen.
Next clue is pedestrian versus drifting van.
Oh.
And it's a animated GIF. So it's a van
that just sideswipes and just takes the fuck out of a pedestrian. It's got to be.
Yep.
Survey motherfucking says. Yes,
oh,
we have pedestrians
I've seen this
walking.
Before. I've seen
and
this
cue the van.
Boom! And that's it.
Good night.
That's all, folks.
That's brilliant. I could sit there. That's the kind of thing I could sit there and just watch over and over and over and over and over and over. Sorry.
Right.
Got caught. I got caught in a case of the old repeater.
Yep. Fucking repeater.
That will happen.
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 What's next clue?
Just doing my business with a gun.
Just
and it's
doing...
another GIF. It's probably someone just blowing his brains out.
In his asshole, though. Just do it. Well, when I hear just doing,
my business,
I think of someone taking a dump. Like, I gotta go do
or
my
you're
business.
Taking a so, like, it's either shooting himself in the ass or blowing his dick off.
Right. Or a dude just taking a dump. Right.
Yeah.
Gun is metaphor for the penis,
right.
The dick and balls.
With
survey
a gun.
All fucking says.
It says with a gun, not that he was using it.
Right.
It could. No.
Okay. It is. All right.
All right. Some guy walking with
We're
a gun, walking up to a guy.
He's got a gun.
And
boom!
He's down. And another shot. And he's walking.
Is that real? They have Matt. Holy
wow.
Shit, dude.
That has got to be real. Just fucking straight up. Just fucking boom, boom. Fucking ski mask and everything. Yeah, there's a couple of them. Holy shit. He just straight up walked up to the
guy.
That
looks like some...
And the
Colombian drug lord,
yeah,
kind of
totally.
Shit. Like, hey, you don't know me, man? You fuck
you
with me?
You owe me my money,
you
man.
Owe me, hey,
where my money, man?
Hey, you want to go to Walmart? And he just fucking, oh.
Boom. Yeah, just like,
but
where
just,
my money?
Just
more money?
The way they were walking, like, it
yeah,
could be fake.
Meant,
it very well could be, but it
yeah,
looked like.
It looked
the way they were walking, they've done this before.
Yeah.
There was no, what's the word I'm looking, no, stuttering, if you will.
No hesitation.
Yeah, whatsoever.
It was like
he
business
walked
as
up
usual.
There. Right, like, this right. is my job. I clocked in, I got my assignment, and I just killed him. Like, that.
Well, he's just doing business. He didn't pay him back for the drugs.
Hey,
he
fuck
gotta,
around and
gotta
get
take
shot,
care
man.
Of business.
If you, little thing I just made up, if you can't run with the big dogs, stay on the porch.
Yeah.
That would make a good t-shirt.
That would. That's fine.
In the 80s.
Right.
Hey, remember Hypercolor?
No.
I was
yes,
a huge Hypercolor
no.
fan. All
right.
The Red May says, those are called sicarios in Colombia. I called that shit.
Wow.
Colombian drug dealer, man. Yeah. This is the story
like-
of Juan Valdez and his trusty goat in the mountains of Colombia. All right. What's the next clue, please?
Just going to do this sick ass or the sick rail grind. Oh, shit. It's
okay, it's a dude grinding a rail,
right.
Board slips out, balls. Let
it's
me
either
introduce
balls or
you
face.
To my good friend the rail.
Yeah, it's either balls or face.
I'm gonna say balls.
Okay, I'll go
all
with
right.
the face.
Face survey motherfucking says.
And it's
come
another
on,
gift.
Yes,
it's
he's
going,
up. Oh, he's
going,
on the bike. And, oh, shit.
Right on his face.
Oh, you
into
got
the fucking
that.
Sidewalk.
On a, oh,
dude!
Dude!
That was bad.
Brutal.
Wow.
Fucking brutal.
I very much enjoyed that one.
I know, like, I enjoyed that because I used to do that shit. I never fucking ate it like that.
I never,
I, was good,
I used to BMX like crazy, but I never would hit
I used
rails.
To flatland. I was,
yeah,
I got
I would
into
do the
rails
flat, yeah.
toward the end of my career.
Yeah, I was just doing the fucking land tricks.
I trialed
flipping the
before
bike,
that.
Tail whips and shit.
Yeah.
That. That's fun.
It was like a ballet, man. I would just like dance with the bike on the just dancing.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
so fluid.
Just
and
fucking
graceful.
Standing on the seat, your hands way up
oh,
in the air,
God,
just
I
fucking
love that
chilling.
Shit. Fuck yeah!
And then
right.
Frankie says, "Tell me if you like the gifts." And I
yeah,
I
they're
like
cool.
Those are cool
for sure.
Definitely.
It's just the videos because they
yeah,
have to load
yeah.
and buffer.
And there's no audio in those.
As long
anything.
As it's under a meg, let's
right.
say, then yeah, we're good because
and the gifts are so short.
Usually
too.
It's fine, but you know we're streaming and that takes a lot of bandwidth. So
yeah.
then to have that have to load on top of it, plus all of our shit that's open,
right.
it takes
and
a lot.
And then the
so.
Time, you know, gives us dead air time, possibly.
Right. The Red May says, there's a great movie called La Virgen de los Sicarios. You should see that one. Probably about that kind of shit
yeah,
happening.
I would imagine.
That shit really interests me. That because that's like a lot of their governments, that's how it function. That's
yeah.
where the majority of their money comes
right.
from.
I mean,
that.
That's what
that's
they
their
do.
Economy.
They export drugs.
Okay,
yeah,
that's their economy.
Yeah. That's why there's so much of it.
Like cannabis said, my uncle used to sell cocaine, okay?
Okay.
All right, what's the next clue?
This is the last clue.
Last clue for
this
tonight,
one...
episode number 147. Lay it on me, please.
This one is from Johnny.
Johnny,
this...
a first-time clue poster.
This is the first time.
Hey, welcome. Yes.
All right. The clue is 77 ways to get your ass kicked.
77 ways to get your ass kicked.
It's a .php.
Okay, so it's going to open up a web page. Huh. Oh, is it going to be a list of 77 ways to get your ass kicked?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, open it up. Let's see.
Curious.
Or it's a virus.
Right.
And there
it's
goes episode 147.
Yep. And this website?
It is loading.
77 ways to say no to weed.
Okay, I get it. Like, someone comes up to you. Not exactly how we play Raging Clue, but funny nonetheless. So, someone comes up to you, and they're just trying to sell some weed, and these are 77 ways to say no, a.k.a. to get your ass kicked.
Okay, well, we can end it with this. This is the last clue. I'll go through the list.
All right, go through it. Lay it on us.
All right, it's a pretty long
list. Okay, 26 says, all 77, do it. Now,
I'll
Matt.
Just go.
Wait, do you want me to do it or you want Braden to do it?
You can do it, but I have it pulled up over here.
Alternate.
It's fucking... Now you gotta go to the forms and open it up. Nice. At least we're at the end.
That's right. Give us a sec. Hey, I'm here to please. This show is for you guys
we're
just
here to
as
please.
Much as it is for me. Did you guys enjoy the punching Braden in the face video?
They probably enjoyed it more than I did.
Probably. Paula says 26 is the producer. Okay, go.
All right. No, I already eat too much junk food.
No, what do I look like? A hippie?
Top three answers on the board. Survey says no.
No thanks. I'm into reality.
Got a pen? Write this down. No.
No, not now. Ask me again in a billion years.
Right now is no good. How's never?
Two words. N. Oh.
Those are letters.
These are actually 77 ways to get your fucking ass kicked.
Yeah, no
if
shit.
I went up to you and I was like, hey, you want to buy some weed? And you were like, got a pen? Write this down. No, I'd be like, hey, got a pen? Write this down. Boom! In the face.
It's like, hey, got a gun? Well, I do. Boom!
Oh! Okay, sorry. Go.
No, the weather just isn't right for it.
No, I never smoke on days which ends in Y.
No, weed's a bit too 20th century for me.
Haven't seen the fried egg in those ads? Hmm?
Look at the
actually,
time.
Those
gotta
ads,
go.
Those ads were for heroin and cocaine.
Yeah, the fried eggs, right?
Wow. So if
there's a one, though. There's that one. Do you ever see that one where it's just the chick sitting on the couch and she's fucking melting?
Yes.
And her friend's sitting right next to her, and she's like, this is all she does since she started smoking pot. Because
that happens.
She just sits there.
Yeah, that happens.
I'd be like, where the fuck is she getting that weed?
I know.
That's some good shit.
Hooking nigga up, son.
If that weed is going to make me melt into the couch, because that's where I want to fucking be anyway when I'm smoking weed. That's perfect.
Fuck. Go. Look at the time. Gotta go.
Right.
Go.
No, we might all end up on one of those cop shows.
I'll pass.
No way. Put it away.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? Sorry, I got stuff to do.
Not today, not tomorrow. Oh, but hey, how's about never?
Nah, I have plans today.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Don't.
I gotta write that one down. That's
yeah,
a good. That
that's
one,
a good one.
That one is actually good.
Right.
Hold on.
Right. Make sure you don't. Yeah. All right. Got it. Okay.
Check.
Next one. No can do.
Nope. Smell you later. Derp.
Derp. Derp. Derp. No, I'm allergic.
No, but if you have any chocolate ellipsis.
I got some brownies. I got weed in them. I've got to get home and walk my dog.
No, I only smoke sausage. a.k.a. dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I don't know where that stuff's been.
No, grass is mowing.
What? Grass is for mowing, you
no,
mean?
No, it just says no,
I know,
grass is mowing.
It should say for mowing.
You're an idiot. I'm going to kill whoever wrote this.
Yeah, this person needs his ass kicked for that one. All right, no, I don't have any money for potato chips.
Nah, I hate anything green. You racist prick.
Jesus.
Jesus,
no, that's
fuck.
The Irish are going to be very mad when they hear
fucking
this.
Fucking A, man.
No, that's cruelty towards plants.
No, I might wind up in one of those ads.
I don't have time for drugs.
I don't do pot things.
Pot things. I don't want your life.
Wow. Sorry, I'm on a drug-free diet.
Let me think. No.
Not now. Maybe in the next millennium.
You must be mistaking me for an idiot.
No, I don't think so.
Poof, be gone.
I'd rather eat my mother's mystery casserole. Is that code for vagina?
For her ass?
For twat?
No, it's not my style.
No, and get a life while you're at it.
I'm on my way to the mall. That's a perfect way to go sell the shit.
Oh my fuck.
At least did if you live in a real town unlike us.
Did you just ask me if I wanted to drug? I didn't think so.
I don't. No, I don't talk to a stranger.
I don't want to have pot breath.
No, weeds are for whacking.
No, I'm already weird enough.
What does this look like? Woodstock?
I prefer my brown eyes to your red eyes.
I prefer to be full of shit than full of pot. Yes. My parents did, and look at them now.
Yeah, they had you, retard. Mm-hmm. No, it'll violate my parole.
Oh. What and part then, of okay, no don't you and understand?
Then, and then what if they say, well, what are you in for? And then you're like, oh, fuck, give me the
pot word. Things?
Pot stuff?
Yeah, things.
For having pot breath?
it's your turn.
Oh.
I'll say it
slow for you.
And then punch in the face. No, I have a very busy schedule.
No, 1,000 times no.
No offense, but no.
Gee, thanks, but I'm high on life.
I'm sure you are.
And Jesus. Jesus is my drug. Add that one to the list.
Jesus is my anti-drug.
Fuck.
No,
Jesus
somebody
is my anti-life. Yeah. Wait, what?
Jesus might see us.
Jesus is my anti-life.
No, Jesus might see us.
Is that really what
no,
it says?
No, it says, oh. No, somebody might see us.
No, get it? Got it? Good.
No, my what? Oh, my. Wow.
Did you just
I almost said immigration.
And what's the word supposed to be?
Imagination.
Imagination.
It's good enough.
Imagination.
No, my imagination is good enough.
Oh, hero. No thanks, I already feel paranoid.
No, I might forget my locker combination.
Jesus Christ. No way, I might be tempted to eat school food.
You know, when I was in school, like, as a rule of thumb there, it was kind of weird, but the nastier the food looked and smelled, the better it tasted. It was really weird.
I know, right?
Like, the shit that looked pretty awesome wasn't very good.
That's how it goes,
weird
man.
How that works.
Yep.
And now I totally lost my spot.
No, if I want to look stupid, I'll become a mime.
Let's not go there.
No, you might be an undercover cop.
No, I got places to go, people to see.
No, in fact, never.
Not tonight. I have a headache.
No, like my brain the way it is.
No, thanks. I might get kicked off the math team.
How do they say no on your planet?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No, and that's my final answer.
Oh, very nice. Very well done. 26 says, want to smoke some weed? No effects. I'll pass. Nice, 26.
Nice.
Add that to the list. Holy Christ. Thank you so much. That was actually, it wasn't a very good raging clue, but that was very interesting.
Yeah,
so,
it was.
Next time, if you guys do run across something like that, email info@thejamhole.com with it, or if you guys have a StumbleUpon account, StumbleUpon.com, we have one also. If you go to thejamhole.com, you can find ours, and then you can be our friend, and then as you're stumbling things, you can actually just hit send to, and we'll be in your friends list, and then you send it to us, and every few days, Burger is the fucking man. That kid sends us like 20 a fucking every
awesome.
Few days.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
So I try and go through there, and then if there's anything we can use on the show, we'll use it. And I always try to give proper credit where credit is due and all that bullshit. So, whoo.
Man,
hey,
I'm spent.
Hey, how long was our show?
Oh, only like, I don't know.
Only over 2 hours?
Only 2 hours and 35 minutes.
You know what I went into this show having written down?
Episode 147.
Absolutely nothing.
That's it.
Not bad.
That's
not bad
good.
At all.
That's how we fucking roll. Just off the cuffs.
Off
Call
the
me
cuffs.
Fist the cuffs.
Oh, fun. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Get the fuck out of here, man.
All right. Well, and if you guys are still wanting to hang out, I have a little something, a little something I saved, obviously, because we don't have the time to do it now, but we'll do it for the after show after we turn the recording off. So yeah, if you guys want to hang out, we'll go through that. I'll tell you what it's called. This one is called many men have, quote, small penis syndrome.
Your penis, so, that's so small.
Yeah, if you guys want to hang out, we'll do that. And then, yeah. So, as per usual, if you guys ever have anything you want to say to us, email info at thejamhole.com, or you can just go to thejamhole.com. If you click on the Contact Us page, I made a nice little comment thing you can just fill out there to send us stuff. We have thejamhole.com/Twitter/MySpace/YouTube/Pics/Donate/Vote.
There's too much shit, seriously.
Tumblr slash fuck.
I don't even know anymore. I know. Like, there's so many, I can't even list them all.
It's all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
If you ever are interested in seeing the video archives, definitely go to thejamhole.com/live video and click on the archives. I try and upload 2 30-minute segments from every show to the actual archives page, because it archives it automatically, but they get deleted after 7 days, so I always save two 30-minute clips from each episode, and those are permanent, so those will be up on there. So, yeah, it's only my camera that's archived, but really, really?
I don't even fucking care.
I know. I'm just messing with you. So, yeah, other than that, fuck. If we made you guys laugh at least once tonight, thejamhole.com/donate, toss $5. If you'd like a t-shirt, donate us $18, and email us your address, and we will get those sent out to you. We have about 20 shirts left, and once those are gone, I have a new design I've been working on for the new round of t-shirts. It's still kind of cold out, so if you guys do want some hoodies, I will special order you guys those if you want them. So just email us, info@thejamhole.com, let us know. Other than that, we will be back Friday for episode 148. I think we'll have Jessica back in the studio with us.
Nice.
You'll be here.
I'll be here.
Kitty will be here. I'll be here. Hopefully we'll have some weed.
You'll all be here.
Fucking A. Until next time, have a good night.
See ya.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam.